Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Yo, welcome to another episode of Balls Deep Sports on the Blackout Tips Premium Podcast Network. I am your host, Rod. I'm joined as always, except for that one time, by my co-host, Jay Sharpton. What's going on, Justin?
What it do?
I'm glad you can make it, bro.
Oh, I'm glad I can make it too. Yeah. Folks out here living life rough during the holidays.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think you was going to be able to make it through Kwanzaa, but you know what I'm saying? You here after day one. Harambe
to you.
Mm-hmm. And we're about to get it on. I got my Kwanzaa moonshine for everybody out there in podcast land celebrating Kwanzaa with us.
I got that red drink.
Mm-hmm. Everybody knows about that tradition. And we also have a person that's often on the show whenever she wants to be on, so she kind of owns it. It's Karen. What's going on?
Yo, yo, yo. Pop, pop.
I'm glad you could make it and to talk some sports with us.
Yep. Just woke up from a nap, so I'm good to go.
All right. And then we also have a young man who's first time on the show, but y'all might know him on Twitter as Parkour Lewis. Is that still the name?
Yeah, that's still the name.
And it's my man, but we know him as affectionately as Garrett from the YMCA. What's going on, Garrett?
Man, I'm doing good. Just, you know, in here from out of town. Thought I'd stop through.
Yeah, we appreciate you, man. Mm-hmm. You know, we've invited a lot of people to come through from the gym to be on the show. You know, shout out to Steve. He's still flaked out. But a lot of, you know, we don't always get a lot of people, man. But I think y'all make good guests. We had Vic on. He was a very popular and unpopular guest.
Depending on who you ask.
Yeah, so you got some big shoes to fill. But I'm glad you could make it.
Appreciate it.
As always with the Balls Deep Sports, man, we got to start with the song. Let me pull the song up since I ain't have it queued up to go already. Yeah, we like to start with a song for Balls Deep, especially and specifically.
Gotta have a song plan for you go Balls Deep.
You know how when I go in the ball pit at Cheesy Charlie's and I sink all the way down to the bottom and you can't find me?
That deep?
That's right, Dad. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep in love.
I wanna have sex with a personality.
Got a hump of positive traits.
Give a pound into her feelings.
Make her south mouth salivate. Hey Tyra, are you listening? When I talking, just the tipping. Thank you, Scottie Pippen. Your wavy ass hair, man. You know you got to grow that shit back. Shit look like a ball sack. What was I? We're talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep. In love. I'm talking about balls deep. My boy's talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep. In love. Happy Kwanzaa. Let's get this bitch started. Yo, people was psyched today for some balls deep, man. Apparently it was some Twitter drama and motherfuckers was like, how can I get down? I need to hear the show today. And I was like, the same way as always, pay the fucking price.
right.
Nothing changed.
Pay what you owe.
Yeah, give it up, man. I guess we got to start where we always start. We got to talk about fantasy football. Now, this is one of those years for me where it wasn't that exciting because out of my five leagues, I went to the playoffs in four. And I finished in the money in three, but I didn't get any championships. So for a lot of people, that's a good year. But for me, that's terrible. You know, I love finishing in the money and everything. That's dope. But if I don't win the championship, then it's almost like not even playing, you know?
Oh Lord.
Hey, it's all.
I bid out, so I didn't care.
Yeah, you can't relate to what I'm talking about because, you know, you just don't have the skill set
I was going to ask, how the hell do you even manage five leagues?
I mean, not very well this year. I mean, I finished 6 out of 10 in one, 2 out of 10 in another, 4 out of 12, 5 out of 12, 3 out of 12, and 3 out of 12. I mean, it's nothing to be ashamed of, but at the same time, I still feel ashamed of it because I expect more from me.
Well, I had three, and three is a lot. I did terrible. I was 11 out of 12.
Mm-hmm.
I was 8 out of 12 and 9 out of 12.
And it's mostly because you didn't invest anything in your players.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed you didn't make any moves in the offseason. I didn't see you working the waiver wire.
Mm-mm.
You ain't listening to no sports podcast this year.
Nope.
I didn't say nothing. I said Karen wants to manage her team her own way. If she wants to throw her money away, then that's just what she's going to do.
No, it was just a lot.
Mm-hmm. Next time, I'm just going to make it come out of your bank account specifically.
Nope.
So you can understand.
Good luck
on
that one.
Cause she feel like it ain't really her money since she ain't see it.
Yep.
I'm gonna make you write 2 checks next year. Like, this your money now.
Mm-hmm.
Can you make that payable to, spell this out for your ROD?
Right. Make it payable to Rod's championship fund.
Nope.
Should we even talk about it? I mean, yes, I won my game, but I didn't really care. Cause I just came in third, but
no, you gotta give props to the winner.
Yeah, shout out to Michelle Minions, the person who beat me.
She beat everybody all year.
Now, here's what's crazy, right? If we would have played this week, I would have beat her monkey ass. Oh, Ferguson PD scored the most points in the goddamn league by a lot. The next closest was 128. I had 153.4. I'm so upset. Oh,
128 was me.
Why couldn't these niggas do this last week?
That's how I felt.
Jesus Christ, man.
I couldn't hit 100 for 3 weeks in a row. I was like, where these boys been at all for the last 3 weeks?
It's like this ain't even the same team. I scored 70 last week. I doubled that shit. And my 70 was artificial as fuck. It was like AJ Green decided he don't feel like playing today.
End of the season, man.
Yeah, Andrew Luck was like, whatever.
Yep. Now, Andy Dalton, man. Yeah. I just want to slap him in the face one good time.
Now, the good news is I'm only paying the top 3 spots for the league, and I finished top 3 in both. But still, fuck that shit, man. I wanted to win the whole thing, dog. I mean, even when I win, it don't do nothing but go back to the show. So it ain't even like, only thing I got is bragging rights. And then the Rod Wedden be pissed off for greatness, 8C for third spot. In this joint too. So
what you telling us? You bragging from third place?
Nigga, I'm not even bragging. It's nothing to brag about. I'm disgusted with third place. It's probably somebody that didn't finish in the money. Like I take third. Look, fuck you. Fuck third.
I'm disgusted with it, especially in that league, because I was in the top 3 for pretty much the whole season.
Mm-hmm.
Playoffs came and my team just folded.
In both league or this league?
In this league. Yeah. In the Balls Deep league, I had fought my way into the playoffs and then got my ass whooped.
Mm. Yeah, you didn't have that many points for, but you did have a lot of points against you. No, not really. You had a middle of the road, scoring and scoring against. You just must have had some tough matchups.
Yeah, I lose by like less than 10 every week.
Yeah, that shit'll kill you, man.
And it'll be a week somebody on the bench just showing their motherfucking ass, just getting all the points.
The league I finished 6th in, man, I was the number 1 point scorer, but I also had number 1 points against, so it was just bad luck. Anyway, fuck Peyton Manning. Yeah, it was a struggle.
Yeah, because Peyton Manning was like, you know what, I ain't scoring no touchdowns.
This nigga Peyton Manning really got to the first round of my playoffs and was like,
I'm good.
Hey. You know what I'm so mad about, too, though, with him?
Yeah.
It's because last week, even though I was like, yeah, Peyton Manning choke on big games. Anytime it's prime time, he plays terrible.
Right.
And I still picked him to win. I was like, wait, I must have checked the wrong box.
Yeah. That shit to kill you.
No, you remembered it. It was like, well, that's Peyton. I mean, he's bound to show up sometime.
Nope. That was my whole argument was he won't show up.
Yeah, Justin made a compelling argument. I mean, I can't remember if you convinced me not to pick him or not, but... Let's go ahead.
I had to check the wrong box, dog. I had to.
Let's check our picks, matter of fact, since you brought it up. Week 16. And then this week, we didn't have a Thursday night game, so we don't have to worry about that. We just pick all of our picks for Sunday. But the first game was, I think, Tennessee and Jacksonville played on Thursday, so we had already done that, right?
Yep.
The Eagles and the Redskins, I picked the Eagles. I lost.
Mm-hmm.
Which means, Justin, you finally got one right.
Actually, I got 4 of them right.
Wait. Yeah, you got four.
I got four right for Washington.
Four Washington wins.
I've been riding with them all season.
Don't know how you picked that one.
Yeah, he picks all Washington win. Like any game, Justin picks Washington to win every game. So his record has suffered the most of me caring in him. The San Diego Chargers play the 40. Oh, wait. Can we talk about this game? That's right. I forgot.
Washington? Yeah.
Yeah. I told y'all so. That's all. The Eagles, my favorite team, they suspect as fuck. Our quarterback position is suspect. People was actually talking like they believed in Mark Sanchez.
Mm-mm. Like, he's bad.
Yeah, and if anybody follow me on Twitter, they know exactly how I feel. Because niggas will come to me like I was talking shit, which is the craziest thing this year. Because I've probably been more down on the Eagles than motherfuckers that don't even, like, that aren't even fans of the Eagles. Nope. They keep trying to talk them up like, oh, you know, the Eagles, man, y'all going to go to the playoffs. Y'all like, y'all going to do something. I'll be like, nah, our quarterback's a suspect. I don't really like our system. Our quarterback.
Nobody's used to a reasonable Eagles fan.
But he had almost 400 yards, though, man.
Yeah, but.
That's twice as much as Robert.
Yeah, that's true, but it's just suspect. Like, when you watch the plays, it's like, it feels like a high school offense where the quarterback knows exactly who he's throwing to, or he got to throw it away. That's it. Like, there's no creativity. There's no reading the defense. There's no adjustment at the line. It's like your quarterback gets there, and he like a machine. It's like when you play Madden, and you just telling your quarterback, like, all right, I'm going to look at the X route, and if I don't see that shit, I'm just throwing this bitch out of bounds. Man. That's how I feel to me, man.
But he had two touchdowns, and Robert had zero. I can't even say that Griffin, like, but, played a great game.
Yeah, but comparing him to Robert, comparing to Robert Griffin, not really. What is that supposed to mean to me?
I mean, if anything,
he's Robert Griffin. You know,
but how Robert should, in theory, better than Mark, though.
But you know how I feel
and
about
him. And he outplayed him.
You know how I feel about Robert Griffin.
I mean, he broken, but...
No, he's
black.
He's a nigger.
Oh, that part of how you feel. Yeah,
about do you care to elaborate on that?
Yeah, I have no respect for black quarterbacks in the NFL, except Russell Wilson.
Is he black or Indian? I'm still not convinced.
He get his hair cut by a white man, and that's good enough for me.
Super cuts.
Yeah.
But he technically black, but...
Black-ish.
But because... you know, thanks to your boy, shout out to the Jets, Percy Harvin.
Yeah.
Thanks to him, you can't really consider him black anymore, so he makes the grade.
Yeah. But Mark Sanchez had to throw this bitch 50 times to get them.
Shit.
To get them. Hey, man.
God damn.
I mean, his quarterback rating wasn't bad, man, but shit, dog. 50 times.
But you didn't have to.
Oh, we got to go in straight to the ice. Like, ah, no.
I hate our offense.
The rushing game was working, so he didn't have to pass.
He didn't have
to. Much.
I know. I hate our.
He threw it 50 times. Is the ghost of Andy Reid still haunting y'all? Like, why are you throwing the ball?
He threw it 50 times. Shady only touched it, only ran it 22 times. And then what's crazy
Sproles only ran it four. That's what killed you. Yeah. Sproles could have got at least 10 more touches.
And the thing,
I know he was hot too.
If you told me he was going to throw it 50 times, I'm also not thinking Zach Ertz going to get 15 catches. Like, I'm thinking some of them should go to like oh, Jeremy Macklin was hot. Jordan Matthews had 200 yards.
Wait, nah. He had how many catches for how many yards?
15 for 115.
It's a G.
So basically seven yards a catch. Yeah, I'm not fucking. No, I'm sorry, dog. Our offense is suspect, and our defense.
You targeted him 18 times. Like, you might as well just be like, hey, I'm going here.
The thing is. Nobody on the receiving end that had them as receivers won in fantasy. Yeah. And Riley Cooper, who I know no one has. Nobody. And if they did, he wouldn't start and got two touchdowns.
Yeah. You know what's crazy, too, is this was another game where I started watching the game. I watched the first quarter, and I was like, we're going to lose. And I took a nap.
You sure did.
I woke up. I looked at the score. I wasn't surprised. Like, niggas was on Twitter talking shit to me, like, yeah, nigga, what's up with all that shit you was talking? I was like, I never talked shit about the Eagles beating anybody.
But you know, what Robert did though, even though he ain't getting no touchdowns, out of his completions, he did make sure Deshaun got all them yards.
Yeah.
Damn, yep.
I mean, he got it. I mean, you know,
Wait. Half of that was in one play though. he had a 55-yarder.
Yeah, RG3 is he is not the guy that
is an amazing backup.
He could have been right. I think he's done there for sure.
Maybe
he's probably done in the NFL.
Yeah, but he's only done there because the coaches, you know, he's been bullshitting from day one. Yeah.
This is the reason I say he might not be gone is because the other two guys that would have been starters both hurt.
I'm not saying I don't mean he's gone. I mean he's done. He'll never be what he was his first year.
Oh no,
that's
no.
never.
Oh, Mike Shanahan saw that.
Yeah,
right. He ran himself to death.
It's never coming back, dog. He's all fucked up now. People suspect that his attitude now, like he's gonna be fighting an uphill battle for the rest of his career in Washington. One, to acquit himself of being an asshole, which he may or may not be, we'll never really know. And then two, like anytime they take a L, it's gonna be back to like, well, should we put the backup in? Because they already disrespected him so much. Yeah. I can never see him solidly being a starter in the NFL on the Washington Redskins.
But the Redskins are notorious for that, though. Like they go through quarterbacks like, ugh.
I mean, they undermine the fuck out of you.
Like, you know, two games. Oh damn! You know, he lost by a touchdown.
It wasn't even his fault. They drafted a quarter. Who does that? Who spends a first round draft pick? No, I'll take that back.
You know what's sad?
Hold on, let me finish. Who trades a bunch of fucking draft picks to get this dude with your draft pick and then immediately draft another quarterback behind him? That's only the Redskins would do that.
Yeah. What's sad, man, is it's not like other teams. Like, he has the backing of ownership, and the coaches, I don't know what they're doing. The coaches keep fucking up their quarterbacks. It's like you getting the owner getting the quarterback that the coach won't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the coach was like, yeah, I want to get that guy right there. I want to make it happen. Like, make the trades. He talked to the gym. Make these trades. Spend what you got to spend. Make it happen. They go get him, and then the coach be like,
I didn't really like that nigga, though. So,
yeah. You know,
why don't we bring in Kirk? Why don't we bring in Colt? See what happens.
This is terrible. Like, that's terrible. Like, once they put Colt McCoy in, I was like, you can never come back from that.
The worst was he showed out in Texas. He showed out in a Dallas game.
Yeah.
And then everybody was like, oh shit, he should be the starting quarterback. I was like, yo, you do realize he had his time other places and it just kind of didn't work. Why don't you give him some more time?
Yeah. How can you give up on RG3 but think Colt McCoy is salvageable? You can't believe both of those things at the same time without being stupid.
Robert looked like he needed a break.
That's different. They weren't saying a break. They were saying Colt McCoy should be the starting quarterback for the Redskins, period.
Right. I don't care who started. Whoever practicing better that week or whoever going to play better in the game, that's who should be starting.
You're probably fine with running two quarterbacks at once, too.
Right. Yeah, I want that Ohio State system.
No, Justin. Oh, wow, Cat, look at that.
Yeah, I want that Ohio State system, man. I want them running as running backs. I want all my quarterbacks to actually be running backs.
So I guess you're a Tim Tebow fan.
Well, he's a Colin Kaepernick fan, which is why he lost in the playoffs.
I love that Kaepernick.
That explains
he was on my bench.
That explains a lot.
I had him on my bench because I did have faith in him.
Mm-hmm. I think Kaepernick just hitting that sophomore slump. I don't know.
Speaking of Colin Kaepernick,
he got 4 years in the league.
I know, but he ain't really coming to his. I'm bullshitting.
Speaking of Colin Kaepernick, they lost to the Chargers, 38-35.
Mm-hmm. I picked that game.
I got that wrong.
Yeah, I got it right. I just felt like somehow. My man, Phillip Rivers is going to pull it out, man.
Always trusting the bigger asshole, and that is Phillip Rivers.
He always knows how to win at the end of the season. I don't know how.
Yep, during the regular season, you be like, fuck that nigga.
He can't do shit the first few weeks.
You mad. You be looking at your fantasy score like, fuck you.
You're like, why the hell do I have this motherfucker? Then down the stretch, you're like, oh, shit, well, I mean.
He's smart, man.
Yeah, he's good, man. Plus, he's white, and he's better than Kaepernick, man. although Kaepernick did put them fast twitch muscles to use.
he got a lot of fantasy points.
Nigga, he had 150 some yards on the ground. Like, he was running his ass.
Yeah, I can't even defend him as a quarterback with that many rushing yards. That is goddamn ridiculous.
Because passing, he was terrible.
Well, he had 87.8 as his quarterback rating. One touchdown, no picks. 114 yards, which is horrible. But, you know, they put up points, man. It wasn't like. And that nigga was breaking runs left and right, dude. But, you know, superior white intellect, as always.
Conquer the four TDs.
Conquer the black man, dude. And that's with three picks. He still conquered that dude. In the shit bowl, the Falcons played the Saints.
I picked the Saints to win that one.
I did too.
I picked the Falcons because I'm smarter than both of y'all.
Pretty much. I don't know how you trusted in the Aints.
I just hate the Saints, man. And like, they had that feeling before this game, like they were ready to give it up. You know, like some, and the Panthers had this too, man, where like every once in a while they have, not even once in a while, but like once every 2 to 3 games, they had that one game where it's like, man, these niggas got the lead. Oh, fuck it then.
Yeah,
when we got the lead, I always go, I'm going to wait till I see 0-0-0 because we've had games in the past where a motherfucker will score and there's like no fucking time on the clock. I was like, it ain't over until the time says though, because we have known to give up plays.
Drop the draws in the last possible second.
Man, Luke in the middle, man. He looked real suspect by himself.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, but shout out. I mean, everybody.
I'm coming at Luke Skywalker now. Come on.
Yeah, everybody looks suspect by themselves. pick the defense. Even even J.J. Watt got to have somebody make a play once in a while, or else they're going to lose even with all that.
I don't know. I lost a little bit of respect for J.J. Watt after he got tied cheat by Tony Romo. I was just like,
I couldn't believe
it. You got hip tossed.
But no, I'm just saying, when Luke had that woman beater, when he had that woman beater on the side of Luke, did look good.
You do need the misogyny and the criminals on the team. Right. If you want to win, dog.
Look at those Cowboys teams.
Right.
The
only team that has gotten better that lost one of these abusive criminals was the Ravens. And that was because he was already through and it allowed them to move on. Because Ray Rice was already only averaging like 3 yards a carry.
Yeah, we saw his demise
over
a year ago.
But if he would have been averaging like 5 yards a carry, man, they would have tried to work that shit out.
Like, well, you know, how many appeals do we get?
Yes. You know, let's not rush the judgment now.
You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about this.
It's just two videotapes.
Yeah, Darren Richardson fucked up the Panthers when he was like, yeah, so that woman beater's going to have to stay at home. Once he cried on camera, man, it was like, a wrap.
You do know we got a brother on our team kind of up the creek right now.
I don't think he knew. Yeah. He didn't know at the time.
There's a lot of shit that Jerry don't be knowing.
Yeah, he didn't know.
Both of them Jerrys be about their women.
He knew.
Yeah.
You could tell the tears was because he knew.
So he's crying because he was like, I done fucked up.
Right.
I did that.
That do make a big difference. And the thing about the owner here is that they waste a lot of money to me. And I've talked about this. I will continue to talk about this. They fucking paid Jake DeLone all that goddamn money.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Him. Then they paid all them running backs money in a league where we have decided that running backs are expendable.
Yep. And we got both of them hurt all the time.
And the thing is with me, he refuses to pay a wide receiver.
Right.
I'm saying year after year, we had a chance to get what's my man who was in Pittsburgh? Was it Mike Wallace?
Mike Wallace, yeah.
Yeah, he was on the open market and we should have been right there like, hey, we need somebody opposite Steve.
Yep. And they wouldn't pay $3.
We were like, no, we're just going to draft these terrible ass.
He let them Sam Muhammad go away for 2 good years.
Yeah, right. And, I mean, they paid. I don't mind that so much because he was at the end of his career. But that's no excuse for, like, if you let him go and you don't replace him, that's where the problem comes in. Like,
but don't bring him back for another year and a half.
Well, then that was
after you let him go.
That was at much less money, though.
Right, but you had 2 years where he had built a you know, him and the rest of the offense and the other players, they knew each other at that point. You built, you know, some rapport with those guys where you kind of, the quarterback kind of know what you're doing, know the things you can do, and you let them go for 2 years to bring them back. It was like, no, you should have kept them there.
I mean, yeah, I feel you. I wish they would have kept them too to get those years out, but I understand a move like that at the end of someone's career.
I understand
paying a minimum to have him come back and retire a Panther. I get that. I understand letting him go when you're like, I don't really know if you still got it or not. What I don't understand is how you let him go, but you don't replace him. You don't go,
right.
Well, we upgraded from Hassan Muhammad to blank young dude that's about to come in here. They really just let him go like, hey, make it work, somebody.
And I think to me, the thing that really, really, really frustrates me about the Panther and why I talk to Panthers fans, and I can tell they really, really don't pay attention to anything outside of the league other than Panthers. Because you're like, well, why didn't they draft anybody on the waivers during the offseason? Mm-hmm. All these people come out, and we'll publicly come and say, we don't want that nigga. What the fuck is wrong with you? Why are you saying we don't want these people? And I think for me is very frustrating because, like I said before, Charlotte wants to win, but you don't really want to do what it takes to win. And that's very fucking frustrating to me. You don't want to pay players. You overpay players. You show people loyalty. Why are you showing people goddamn loyalty? This is the NFL. They don't give a fuck about motherfucking loyalty. Let people the fuck go.
Oh, I'm not. I don't know about not showing loyalty, but don't be the Florida Marlins always trying to win on a budget.
We refuse to spend money to win.
Right, yeah. Right.
We spend money in the wrong place.
Well, even with Julius Peppers, I was
upset about that one.
You end up paying him like 2 years of franchise money, franchise tag money, when you could have just re-signed the dude.
Mm-hmm.
I'm convinced though, Pep just wanted to leave North Carolina.
He's been
his whole damn life, and his reasons for leaving were just so bullshit. I was like, man, just say you want to leave the state.
Man, not that I blame him though.
I don't blame him because of the way they treated him.
I think what a lot of people fail to realize is these niggas still human.
Right.
And when you turn on the TV, when you go to the games, when you hear on the radio,
right,
that you lazy, you ain't shit. Mm-mm. Meanwhile, if you took a poll any single year Julius Peppers was in the league for the Panthers, he was voted the number one defensive player by other players. So his peers were like, oh, no.
He's wrong.
This motherfucker is changing our game plan. Like, and then you got dumbass fans just going, I noticed he ain't getting no sacks this week. He must just be lazy. Right. Like,
because he's triple teamed.
Right. Like, did you also notice they didn't run a single play to his side? Like, right. And there's no other defensive end in the end. Well, now there might be J.J. Watt, but at the time, there was no other defensive end in the NFL that just had teams be like, we're not throwing to the left anymore.
Yep.
So, you know, like, oh, well, they put him on the right. Reverse all the plays, guys. We're not throwing the ball over there ever.
Hit that playmaker button.
Dude, and then you will watch fucking or listen to the radio, and on Monday, you know, we're just Julius only had four tackles, and then he didn't get any interceptions. I noticed that he wasn't really getting any sacks. I'm like, but did you watch what they did to stop that?
No, because they're fucking dumb, period. Right. A lot of those people that call into those shows, the sports shows, are dumb. And to me, it's amazing the disconnect between the local area and what nationally people think. Right. Because nationally, people go, he's the best thing ever. You talk to a lot of people here, they go, that fucker sucks. That's he goes somewhere else and start bawling. Every time I see that shit on NFL Network, I want to throw something on my goddamn TV because I'm like, his ass should have been here.
That's why we won't keep Cam, man.
Yep.
But like you said, didn't you say they was going to try to franchise him?
They going to have to.
Just to keep him?
They going to have to. I mean, the thing with Cam, though. My thing isn't that I think he will leave. I just think the question that Panthers fans are asking is the wrong question. They keep saying, should we bring Cam back? That's a dumbass question.
Ain't it?
That's
the real question is, will Cam Newton stay? Because Cam might be like, I don't like this market. Like, this ain't really...
Right.
Like, y'all don't put a good team together. Nope. I got
nobody to throw to besides Greg Olsen.
Yeah, correct. I've lost talent every single year I was on the roster. I have lost receiving talent. Like...
And they can't drive in that motherfucking city.
Right. Yeah. Bitches don't know how to hit stop at the stoplight.
Wait. Side note though, why was he in that big ass lifted truck?
Dude.
I
don't get is why does that truck cost so much if a little ass car can flip it? Like that's a big ass.
I did see the video though. That was like a 20. It looked like a 2014 Impala. Now I've driven one of those.
Yeah.
That motherfucker got a little pickup.
But so. I'm just saying, dog, an Impala can knock over that expensive ass shit.
Because like, that shit's riding higher than a motherfucker.
Dude, I was like, Cam is lucky to be alive.
Man, then you hear people talking about, why is Cam riding in that cheap ass truck? Like, why is he riding in a pickup truck? I was like, so what you want him to have Maserati or...
If it would have been a Benz, they would have been mad at that. See, that's what's wrong with
that old
that's why they go
nigga.
Broke. That's why they go broke. They spend all their money on bullshit.
Yep. And he just riding the pickup truck. They was talking shit about that. It was like, he can't win.
What's funny is we're not even talking about the Panthers game. We're talking about Atlanta Falcons and Saints.
What that trash game?
Yeah, the Lions played the Bears in a game I didn't care that much about, but has really big implications because the Lions right now sneakily 11-4 or 12-4 now. Oh no, 11-4, about to go to the last week of the season. I didn't see this coming from the Lions, man. Like, it felt like they season is being suspect as shit, but that's a good ass record in the NFC North.
See, I had them as my defense, so I kind of recognize what they've been doing.
Oh, their defense has been true, but I just meant like
that offense is stalling because we dominated them when we played them, the Panthers.
And I'm just asking you, Justin, like straight up. Before I said 11-4, would you have guessed they were 11-4 though?
Nope, because when I think of Stafford, I'd be like, why don't he get the ball to Megatron?
Me too. You know what the problem with that nigga? Think he playing quarterback? No, you not playing quarterback. You basically the same dudes on Bel Air's private school team. You got one job to get the ball to Will, and your ass back there trying to read plays like, I'm gonna have to get. Let me see if I can get Furia involved in this.
Because look at him. He got two interceptions, no touchdowns that game, yet they still won the game.
Their defense is that true.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
I mean, now it helps that they were playing against who was the quarterback for the Bears last week?
Clawson?
I don't even know.
Nah, it was that nigga.
Clawson.
My bad. I thought you said Clawson. Yeah, Clawson, man. He playing against Jimmy Clawson, so.
But Clawson had two touchdowns.
Yeah, but he's still Jimmy Clawson.
He's still Jimmy. Never forget.
The problem,
it's still Jimmy Clawson.
The problem
we saw that.
The problem is they had him passing 40 times, and it's like, how you just randomly throwing a regular dude out there, and you passing 40 times, and you got Forte on the bench.
We've seen the Clawson show up close and personal.
So they should have been running more, right?
Yeah, of course.
But they not. They lost that game because of terrible coaching.
And then he got a concussion and they let him play.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Who, Clawson had one?
Yeah, Clawson got a concussion. They let him keep playing. Now they're going to start Cutler next week.
That right there should be an automatic lawsuit by him, but not affect any of his money.
Yeah, it really should, man. Like, they should be able to, like, take a win away from the team or some shit. It's going to take something drastic before they realize, like, you should probably not put people in the game with brain injuries. It's not good.
Yep.
All right, so that was a terrible game. But the Lions, you know, that's a big... I think next week they play the Packers for the division. So that's pretty big. The Cleveland Browns played the Carolina Panthers, and Cam Newton came back and got that W and won.
I picked them. I was surprised because they've been known to choke.
I'm shocked you picked them.
Cardiac cats.
It was easy for me to pick them. Johnny Manziel started this game.
Yeah, that had a lot to do with
They already trying to run him at his ass out of Cleveland.
By the time I got to the house, Hoyer's quarterback, and I was like, so did Hoyer start or did Manziel start?
Manziel
started. And then later on at halftime, they showed the injury. I was like, so he hurt his hamstring by getting hit? Did he really hurt his hamstring? Or is that just what they saying?
That injury didn't even look bad.
He grabbed it and was like, this ain't working.
Did he really hurt his hamstring, or is that just what they saying? And he was like, they hit too hard. I don't want to play no more.
I'm out.
I'm taking my ball and I'm going home.
He said it in a deliberate voice. They hit too hard. I don't want to play no more.
Hey, here's the thing. Here's the low key story of the game, though. Josh Gordon only gave you 4 for 45. So if you held on to Josh Gordon for the whole season of fantasy football, just so you could get to the fantasy playoffs, it really didn't work out for you too well.
Nope.
Like, you know, you got to take that L, bro. He had one good game in all his time back. It was that first one. 8 receptions, 120 yards. After that, 7 for 13. Oh, like, those are actually, 7 for 13, 2 for 7, 3 for 4, 4 for 7. Oh, wait, no. That's receptions and targets. I'm sorry. 8 for 120, 7 for 75, 2 for 15, 3 for 48, 4 for 45. How did that work out for you?
And he got the most targets this last game, too.
Yeah. How did that work out for you?
Karen, didn't you have him on your team?
Josh Gordon?
Yeah.
I did on my bench.
Karen was holding on to somebody
You sure it wasn't Peterson? Or someone? I don't know.
It's a damn AP.
Yeah, I don't know who Karen was holding on to.
Oh, yeah. He in the Keeper's League. I was not letting him go.
Okay.
Somebody had him in our league.
Dr. Dostacks. And he kept writing in. Because remember, I kept being like, I wouldn't keep him because he's stupid.
No emails this week?
Yeah, we'll get to him.
Oh, okay.
But I was like, I wouldn't keep him because he's stupid and he might do something dumb, like, you know, do drugs again.
And they never, he still hadn't settled the drinking and driving case here in North Carolina, has he? Oh,
no, that was part of it. That was part of it. Yeah. But I'm just saying, if he, like, would you have been surprised if we were sitting up here in week 16, like, yeah, man, Josh Gordon got caught with cocaine or some shit. We'd be like, yep. I mean,
and today ends in Y.
And a dead hooker.
Right. He's a drug addict. That's what he do. Anyway, Carolina won, and it's good to see. It was good to see Carrie this morning because he was the one at the gym that told us that he think they need to just let Derek Anderson start. And he doesn't think Cam Newton is the guy. And I was like,
AKA,
yeah.
He not smart enough. AKA. Mm.
Hey, man. Mm. That dude, Benjamin. Black. That dude Benjamin for the Panthers. He tried to lose the game for us. I really felt like he was trying to lose the game for the Panthers.
Who?
Benjamin.
Calvin Benjamin.
Yes.
He's been trying to lose several games, just dropping shit. I'm like.
He dropped a touchdown. I was like, what the fuck is he doing?
I mean, he's still a rookie. I think the boy. I think he got a bright future.
We 16, though, you drop.
But it's fine
though,
because he'll have a breakout season next year, and then we won't pay to keep him, and he'll go somewhere and ball out like LaFell is doing in New England.
Yeah,
correct.
Man, he got targeted 12 times that game.
The craziest thing about LaFell is his year is, while it is better than it was with the Panthers, it's not that much better.
It's not.
Like they could have kept him here with Cam. Like, it's fuck it. Anyway,
they didn't want to pay. They knew you. They didn't want to pay him.
Yeah, I don't get it, man. I mean, it's kind of like when Jerry West tries to make a trade for your player in the NBA. Shouldn't that make you want to keep him? Like, when the if the Patriots are like, yeah, we will take LaFell, you should be like, hold on.
Like, wait a minute. There's something they're seeing that we're not.
Right.
He's actually only had 3, maybe 4 good games this year.
Right, yeah.
Out of the 16 games.
But it's just like, as a totality of receptions, plays, like consistency, he's done a good job in New England. But that's also because they have a consistent system. So it makes it feel more like, I can depend on this dude. You know, his numbers, like I said earlier, his numbers aren't that much better.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He only had like 4 good games.
Yeah, but it's like when you have a system, it feels more like, oh, any day LaFell could get off. With the Panthers, it just felt like, yo, this nigga is terrible. Because what I always forget and this is my fault because I'm always looking at the quarterback. What I always forget is, if this is a shitty organization, it's not just shitty for Cam.
Right.
It's shitty for everybody.
Everybody involved.
So you got dudes that might be playing wide receiver with Cam, young dudes that can go somewhere else and probably play better because they're going to have a more consistent organization around them. So that's all I like. So for me, it's like people trying to make it seem like, plus it's not even controversial to say this, but people are being like, well, Tom Brady is making him a better wide receiver than Cam Newton was. Yeah, no shit. He's Tom Brady.
Right.
Is that an insult now?
Right. Yeah. Act like he's not still one of the top 2 quarterbacks in the league.
Right.
And part of that too is, man, they system. He got the Popovich system going that way. Yeah. He make players play to their strength and don't do anything else.
Yeah. Right. This is what you do. Stick to that shit. Don't go outside of.
Yeah. Don't don't break from the program.
Why Chad Johnson couldn't be successful though.
The Packers paid the
play. There were a multitude of reasons why Chad Johnson couldn't be successful.
Yeah, a lot of them was his fault.
Evelyn, I just want to blame it on Evelyn.
Before we even got to that.
I just want to blame it on Evelyn.
You can't just be headbutting people.
Right. The Packers played the Bucks. That was an ass whooping. Sorry, Shirley. The Kansas
City. But y'all got nice uniforms, though.
Yeah, I liked how y'all had looked out there. By the way, shout out to the Tampa Bay Bucks for deciding that not that important to throw to Mike Evans this week. What was that? I was watching that whole game like, so y'all just...
That sounds like a Tampa Bay game plan.
Yeah, y'all just fuck the only dude that was catching balls, huh? Okay.
I mean, you gotta stay under 3 wins if you want to get that good lottery pick.
Yeah.
Because Oakland got 3, you know what I mean?
Got to keep pace with the bottom.
Yeah, Washington had 3 at the time. It was like, yeah.
How does tanking work, though, in the NFL? Like, does a quarterback know y'all about the tank? Cause you know, the coach calls a play. So is he like, yeah, throw it to Vincent Jackson again.
All I know is if you're on a team that is tanking as a quarterback and you sitting back in the pocket, cause I've seen this, like teams are doing awful. And I'm like, you're already 2-11. Why don't you just throw that shit away? Like, why are you sitting there taking these hits?
Dude, I'm going to tell you this much. If I was an NFL player, I'm not being part of no taking. My career too short to be fucking around with y'all.
That's why I don't think they tell them.
Do you really
have a choice, though?
Yeah. You got to go out. Like, you're going to have to bench me. Like, they're going to have to do me like they did Hoyer, where it's like, hey, nigga, you getting a little too good.
Doing too much, man. You're doing too much.
Yeah, you're not, like, I might be able to make a career. Look at Kyle Orton. Like, you can go somewhere else and get a starting job if you was a good dude on a bad team. But if you a bad dude on a bad team, like, them niggas never pop back up.
And you're not going to get any money.
Never.
Nope.
I don't know how they get convince dudes to be bad, man.
Shouts out to Philly.
Yeah, yep.
I'm not talking about the 76ers.
Oh, yeah.
They can miss you all the time, every year.
Dude, I don't understand when the Sixers are supposed to turn that around.
I don't think that ship is going to right.
Yeah, these niggas been looped, like, by the time, because their whole plan is like, then we'll get everybody healthy, we'll have all the number one draft picks, and in year four of Nerlens Noel's career, we're going to be a good team. How? He's done nothing but lose for 4 years at that point.
Yeah, he hasn't. Right? He still hasn't figured out how to close out games. Yeah,
you don't have any veterans. Like, your coach is new. How the fuck do you win?
He don't know how to. What? I need to kick it up for these last 5 minutes and play a little more intense, a little smarter.
Yeah.
No stupid fouls.
I saw them niggas full court pressing the other day, dude. In the NBA. I'm like, man, these niggas don't know how to play, man.
Is they coach at college? Did he just
come
out of college?
They try to get sent back to college for a split second and be like, all right, we got to get some shit right.
Dude, I saw them niggas pressing. I said, and it was against, like, the Bobcats. I was like, these niggas full court pressing. I mean, against the Hornets, I'm sorry. But I was like, these niggas are full court pressing. I have never seen this shit in the NBA since, like, even in the playoffs, sometimes they don't do that shit. When they be down.
You might get three-quarter court.
You might
get that.
Full court press. I mean, it's, you got 8 seconds to get across the court anyway. Like,
right. The press is on the clock.
Yeah, niggas ain't never going to be back there fucking up like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to take it yet. Like, they going to get across half court, and you can take a timeout in advance to half court. Like, I don't know, man. That's some desperate shit. All right, so Kansas City Chiefs played Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh won.
Mm-hmm. I mean, got that right.
Yeah. By the way, I've been getting all these right that I've said so far. The Patriots played the Jets, and the Patriots only won by one.
Oh, shit almost got very real for them down the stretch.
Geno played good, man.
Nah.
let's not go that far.
I can't say Geno played good, man.
Come on, no. Man. Come on, man. He's still a nigger.
It's not even that. It's just this motherfucking Geno.
I mean, Geno Smith, for a while, we had a big debate on the show. We couldn't tell if he was smart or stupid. But I feel like this year has put me over the edge to stupid.
Man, look, man. He put up more yards, almost the same amount of yards as Robert Griffin. And Geno,
another nigger.
Only
why are you bringing him up?
He did better than Mark Sanchez.
Why are you acting like that's good?
Yo, your bars are so low.
Yeah, Mark,
but these are guys that have time in the league.
First of all, Mark Sanchez had a better day than him. Second of all, Mark Sanchez is also a minority. So why are you bringing him up?
I'm trying to help you, Geno. My bad. I'm trying to help Geno.
You're just making it worse.
I'm sorry.
Until he could pull his pants up and be Russell Wilson, I don't care.
That'll never happen.
Baltimore Ravens lost to the Houston Texans. Are the Texans in it or not? I don't know what the playoff picture looks like for them.
Man, I'm so mad. I
feel like
them
they
too.
Got kicked. Yeah, I don't know they're in.
I feel like if they, like, they need help. Like, if two people lose and they win, they get in or some crazy shit like that.
They got to lose but the one team has to lose by 14 points.
Yeah, so, I thought I saw something stupid like that. I don't know if they're in or out, but shout out to them for never giving up, man. And I got to give J.J. Watt a lot of credit for that, because he was hell.
Wait, didn't they had a game where they lost, like, two quarterbacks in one game? Was that like two weeks ago?
Yeah. I don't even know who their quarterback is anymore. They let Aaron Foster throw a pass this game for a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. He got a 127.1 quarterback rating. They need to star him. Shit.
Yeah, Houston now, they bought, actually, the Ravens are a game ahead of them.
Okay.
So.
All right, and then.
And San Diego is in the playoffs.
And I got this wrong. Y'all got this one wrong or right?
I got that wrong.
Yeah, I got that wrong, that Houston game. I got that wrong.
New York Giants beat the shit out of Rams.
I got that wrong.
Yeah, I got that right. That wasn't even close. The Giants, man, they about to sneakily go, like 7-9 and shit. Not a good year, but, you know, Coughlin does it again, man.
Does enough to save his job.
Probably.
I still blame Eli, man. He wasn't throwing to Odell the first few games.
Yeah. I mean, but on the flip side, like, we all, did anybody really know Odell was that nice? I mean, we knew, but we didn't know.
Ridiculous. His first game back after they signed that contract, he caught like an amazing touchdown like run.
Well, you know what it is.
And then Eli stopped throwing it to him.
This is one of those times where this is one of the reasons you really have to be careful with the whole like we should tank to get a better draft pick shit. Odell Beckham was like the third receiver taken. Like Kelvin Benjamin went off, Sammy Watkins went off the draft board before him. Odell Beckham is the best wide receiver in that rookie class right now. So, like, when teams do shit like Tampa Bay is doing when they go 2-13 or something, like, you might as well be trying to win, dude, because it's the NFL. There's no sure thing in any of these rounds.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Tom Brady is the 6th-round draft pick or some shit. You know, like, Arian Foster went undrafted. You just don't fucking know, so you might as well just play.
Yeah, get your scouting report up.
Yeah, I mean, Houston got, what's my man, the freak from South Carolina.
Clowney.
Yeah, they got Jadeveon, man, and he got to play like 2 games.
Yeah, you want to talk about somebody who about to be could be a bust. He can't get his health together.
Dude, I'm not going to, because it's health related, I'm not going to call it yet.
It's a little worrisome.
But I'm worried. You know what I mean? Like, I still feel like he can easily come back, and it's just a case of, hey, I was hurt. You know, I needed some time out to get right.
Hold on, no. He's in some kind of argument with the Texans over the quality of the field. Talking about that contributed to his
Ooh, really? Which,
yeah, I thought I've ever seen. Well, you know like what? That.
Change the field.
And I think a lot of people have been complaining about that field in Houston.
Yeah.
And wasn't it San Francisco as well that they was complaining about?
Yeah, it's like 3 fields in the NFL that everybody's just like, yo, these are some shit.
And he lost the thing is with Houston too is they lost DeMario Williams. Who went to Buffalo and is balling the fuck out. So,
yep. And they could have had him, Watt, and
nigga, what? That would have been unfair. That wouldn't have been, that wouldn't have been fair to football in general.
Watt would have had to play offense.
Hey, we gotta shoot up teams again. This just didn't work.
Yeah, hey man, go back to the draft. We redrafted everybody. that line shit.
Because they weren't winning. Didn't Mario and White play together like 1 year and they still were losing?
Yeah, I feel like something like that.
Yeah, they were losing. It was like, well, we need to get rid of Williams. And it's like,
well, DeMario didn't want to play there no more. Like he was like, I don't want the money.
Oh, that's why the girlfriend problem with the ring.
Yeah, the ring. Yeah.
Damn, these niggas in these rings they be buying, boy. They get some good pussy and then
hey man, I love her though. Right. All right.
Now you know what though? That's what that Wiz Khalifa song
Pussy Overrated.
That's what they need to hear. Boy. Like right after they be like, that's the Ritz crackers of pussy.
Right.
Not Ritz crackers.
Then they need to play that pussy over.
That's a terrible correlation. Ritz crackers, though?
Nah, that's a Chris Rock joke.
That's, yeah, that's the Chris Rock.
Oh, shit.
He's like, what you put in this? This a Ritz? So you've been starving for the...
you've been getting saltines the whole time. Then you get that Ritz cracker, you're like...
Yeah, this is good cracker. But yeah, Buffalo Bills actually lost to the Oakland Raiders. And I watched some of this game too.
I got that one wrong.
I think everybody got it wrong. I don't. I think that sliver.
I got that wrong in the fact that it was a good game. It was actually a very highly watchable game. And I was like, damn, it's the Bills and the Raiders. I was like, turn the shit off.
Yeah, Cal Orton was out there. Cal Orton in it.
as he's known to
Orton
do.
It up.
Yeah, and the thing is, collectively they ran the ball 13 times.
Wait!
So, wow, the whole game.
Yeah, Kyle Orton got to throw it 50 times basically, and they ran it 13. So
yeah, that's just how you fucking lose. Up my numbers with Fred Jackson. I think I had him on the bench, though.
Yeah, Fred Jackson had 93 yards in the receiving game. I started him. Yeah, I started him. And I had Sammy Watkins going to another league, but still, just that seemed like such an easy team to beat, and they just overcomplicated it with Kyle Orton and his fuck-ups, man.
Two ints.
And C.J. Spiller was back, which was supposed to be something. Yo, speaking of people it's never going to happen for, my man C.J. Spiller, dog. It's never going to happen, dog.
Look at this number. He had 4 carries for -4 yards.
What the fuck happened?
I remember him being, like, coming out of college, people were like, this dude could be the next Reggie Bush. He could be what Reggie Bush was supposed to be.
I was about to say, the next Reggie Bush is not really.
You know what I mean.
Like, that higher praise. You mean a running back who can't run?
They were like, he got explosiveness.
Who don't like getting hit? That one?
He can return kicks. He can do everything. And I'm like, yeah, but that sounds like what you say about a dude that can't play running back. Like, when you got to name all the other shit he can do, and you're like, but can you line him up and get 4 yards of carry? No.
Apparently not. Apparently you get
negative.
So you
want to pick him up to not do his job.
Right.
Is what you're telling me.
But you want a back like him in today's NFL when you got a quarterback like Manning or Drew Brees, where you want to drop down to them guys.
But Justin,
that's
a third down back that we talking about.
Yeah.
Like, that's a dude you bring in on 3rd and 5, and it's hard to get y'all off the field. But they wanted him to be an every down back, man.
Nah, I want him like Sproles. Maybe Sproles would have been the better comparison.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, Bush is more respected than Sproles. Maybe Sproles is a real nigga, and we don't know it. We know white people like Bush.
Nah, we know he a real nigga because his wife went on that Instagram.
Yo, okay. Oh, so that's what it is. That's why Bush more respected. Because we know white people like Reggie Bush.
She was like, fuck the Saints, fuck Death Row.
And that's why y'all ain't got no daddies. I was like, oh, shit.
Fuck
that.
Fuck Bad Boy as an organization.
I'm going independent
lately. The Indianapolis Colts got their ass stomped by the Dallas Cowboys. Yep. 42-7. And
yes, they did.
I did not see that coming.
I got that right.
I got that right, too.
You know, because I saw it coming, but I didn't see it coming to that extent. I was like, Cowboys going to get in some problems, but they beat the dog shit out of them.
Dude, I thought the Cowboys could win, but...
Nah, you thought Romo was going to be out there Romoing.
No, but it's still that thing where...
Against that defense?
Yeah, no. Romo's, it don't matter who's on the field. But
this is true.
But you got to remember, Justin, even a Romo bad game during December isn't a blowout. He will go out, throw 4 touchdowns, but the game will still be close, and then he throws that infamous pick 6.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Like, it's not like he have a bad game. It's just a bad, like, play that erases an entire season of goodness. That's what Romo's problem normally would be. And it still could happen. I mean,
So by saying that the defense is better to where the game's not as close.
Light years.
It was, man.
So this December has to be different.
Before the season, they were saying this was going to be historically one of the worst defenses of all time. This is crazy to me.
Ironically, because they not, for whatever reason, they was depending on where. And he was saving a lot of games.
Yeah.
And it's like they got rid of him, and collectively as a group, they played better for him.
It's just
how.
Funny.
I don't know how.
Yeah, I don't know how.
Yeah, a lot of niggas who've been trashed the last, like, 2 seasons, and suddenly stepped up. They were like, ah, shit. Let me go out here.
Yeah.
It's funny to them, too.
Yeah, and the thing with the Colts is they've been sliding by for a while on the fact that Andrew Luck gets himself in trouble.
Yep.
Like, he'll, like, it's...
I'm about to look up now how many NC
like,
through that
like
game.
Andrew Luck... Oh, Andrew
in
Luck...
Game? Shit.
Andrew Luck be in games where they losing, and it's his fault. Like, it's not... Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes you see quarterbacks where you like, well, they're losing because they can't get stops, or they're losing because, you know, the running back fumbled a couple times, or the wide receiver ran the wrong route. Andrew Luck be throwing picks, and then he'll come back and win the game later.
He had more completions to the opposite, I'm about to say, to the defense than he did his top receiver.
And I played the whole game.
No. They yanked him early.
Yeah.
It was like the third quarter. Yeah.
Adam started my fantasy game.
He threw 109 yards, 2 ints.
Yeah, I had him starting my fantasy league in the championship.
Condolences.
So Hasselbeck played a quarter and a half and had more yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, but it was against prevent defense, though. It's not the same. But Luck came out, threw 2 picks, kept going three and out, and kept, and then like they went for a fake field goal and a fake punt, and a dude dropped the catch and landed right in his hands.
That shit was awful.
Like, they started out 14-0 because of that one play. And, yeah, I was watching my fantasy team just go down the drain with Andrew Luck, man. Like, they came out the second half. I was like, okay, now it's time. And then I think he threw one more pick, and I was like, well, that was my championship right there.
I'd be mad when Romo only get four touchdowns.
Okay.
Because Romo was killing that game.
Oh, yeah, I feel you.
I want him to throw more, but I wish he'd have thrown it. When I actually hated it.
It's good to hear.
I forgot. Even Brandon Wheaton got in there and got some.
It's good to hear that you still pull for him even after.
I had him on my fantasy league team.
Yeah, which is crazy because it's over and you still pull for him even though you're a Redskins fan.
Every week, when fantasy league cuts out all the allegiance. The only time I really just show my allegiance is on we doing pigskin pick'em. But not this week because I'm picking the Cowboys this week.
The Seahawks showed their allegiance to Arizona Cardinals. 35-6, nigga. Ooh, damn.
Got that right. It beat the hell out of them.
Finally. By the way, am I the only one that feels like, finally, told you these niggas are some bums. Arizona Cardinals some bums. They don't got a quarterback. They defense is trill as fuck. But they don't have any running backs or quarterbacks, and they wide receivers old. Why the fuck do they keep winning? Mm. I hate them. I hate them now.
Good coaching?
Nah.
It's not even like they making these great plays. It's just, God, I hate them, man. I'm so glad they lost to a good team, man. Like, embarrassingly. Like, get the fuck off the field.
Yeah.
And then,
not even a lot of yards that game for the
it was an ass.
God damn, they targeted Larry 11 times and only got it to him 4.
Yeah, their quarterbacks are horrible.
That is awful.
And then the Denver Broncos lost to the Cincinnati Bengals in primetime Monday Night Football. So shout out, because we always shitting on them, dog. Andy Dalton got that win. Now, he didn't have much to do with it, but he got it. And you can't take it from him.
A win is a win is a win.
Bruh.
146 yards, 2 touchdowns, and an int. Can't take it away from him, though, Jay.
Nope. But I mean, damn.
he is terrible.
None of his touchdowns was to Sanu. Then he got AJ Green hurt throwing crazy passes.
Mm-hmm.
AJ out there trying to catch him still.
Dog, AJ gave me a 0-2 in that league.
Yeah, because he got hit in the with a helmet right to the bicep.
Yep.
They was like, he out the rest of the game.
He might be out. He out for the season, really.
Y'all think something wrong with Peyton Manning?
Regular game. It was on prime time, man. He don't show up for prime time games.
You think that counts as a big game now?
For him, it counted as a big game. It's Monday night. Nobody else watching. That's a big game.
I got to call bullshit on that, but okay.
And for the past,
I feel like if he would have won, it's not a big game. If he lost, then it's a big game.
If he'd have won, I'd have been like, he finally showed up for a big game for him.
I don't feel like you would.
Cause he won't win them. He got to win one for me to see it. Mm-hmm. That's the issue. He hadn't been winning those games.
They won Thursday night in San Diego. That's Thursday night prime time.
Yeah, but that's a Thursday night game.
So they don't count.
No.
They appreciate that, G Money.
I'm just asking. I'm asking y'all when they count. What about Sunday night games? Do those count?
They're under Monday night games, but it still kind of counts.
I gave him that one Sunday night game he won. I was like, he did win that one game.
Who was it against?
And that was the other thing. Mm-hmm. Wasn't it a trash team? They beat
Let's see, they beat the Raiders.
To the schedule.
Yeah, I got to, because it doesn't tell me what time the game was played on this joint. Once it's played, so they played San Diego. They beat them 22-10. That wasn't Sunday night. That was 4:00. Now I gotta go find the time. All these fucking games. Damn it. By the way, it's kind of shocking that he only had one Monday night game this year. Like, I would have swore that Denver was on. It felt like Denver was on prime time every week, but I guess
probably
I had that wrong.
Like, was a lot of them 8 o'clock games?
Nah, 4 o'clock. I mean, they only got one Monday night game. It just felt like they had more, you know.
I ain't see none of them motherfuckers play in Dallas if it wasn't a primetime game.
Wasn't it the Sunday night game he won? Who was that against? Was it New England? No, he lost that.
Nah, he lost that one. That was at 4 o'clock, though. But that don't count as a big game, by going by your theory. So, You know, I'm just asking the question. Oh, yeah, he beat the 49ers, 17-42.
Yep. But now looking back at the 49ers, we know they kind of trash.
Well, he made them trash.
But at the time, it was a big game.
Yeah.
And he won it.
Yeah. I think people just do confirmation bias with Denver. I mean, with Peyton Manning. Like, if he lose, then that shit count as big. But then if he win, it's like, nigga, you supposed to win.
Right.
So it's like, it can only be negative no matter how it turns out. We don't treat other quarterbacks like that. You know what I mean? So
he the only one choking.
Nah. Tom Brady ain't won a Super Bowl in over a decade now.
Oh, playoffs come. They definitely, for whatever reason, game plan doesn't work.
Who?
The Patriots.
I'm just saying, but people don't. Cheaters.
But people don't talk. But people don't
all
talk.
All that film went away.
Yeah, right. but people don't talk about Tom Brady that way.
But you know, well, we have been. But
in general, people don't. Like, people talk about Peyton Manning exactly
Tom,
how you
Tom Brady, for some reason, Tom Brady untouchable. I still don't get it.
Because you can pull up the tape. We've been calling them ducks for a year now.
For a year, yeah.
But I guess that's part of it, too, is he just been throwing ducks all year. Whereas you'll see Manning, you'll be like, oh, what an awesome game. Look at them great passes he's throwing. Then the big game come, like, he throwing ducks.
No. You got to rewind that. Mm-mm. Peyton be throwing ducks.
He can't go deep, but when he throwing,
he been throwing
20 under, he be looking, those spirals be looking tight.
Nah. He been throwing ducks for a good 3 years now. Here's the thing. Them ducks be accurate as fuck. So you really can't, like, it's no velocity.
Because it's still Peyton Manning.
Yeah, them shits be falling into them little, it's like you could put peach baskets out there. And that fucking ball will fall right into the peach basket every time, man. He be throwing trick passes, like, you'll see it come out of his hand and it looks one way. But when it lands in the dude's hands, it's like the trajectory was all crazy to get to the dude. So, I mean, I don't think he really throws I don't think he has any velocity on most of his passes. Like, every once in a while, he'll throw, like, a tight, like, damn, okay, Peyton, I see. But most of the time, that shit be, like, taking his time.
Flipping through the air and shit.
Yeah, like, you got wings on it and shit. All right, let's make our Week 17 picks, man. See if we can speed this up a little bit. Buffalo Bills at New England Patriots. Give me the Patriots.
I got the Patriots.
Are the Bills out of the playoffs? Do we know? Because I feel like if they was in, I would pick them. The Chicago Bears play the Minnesota Vikings. Give me the nigger. God damn it.
Bears.
Hate to take Teddy Bridgewater.
Really? You're gonna put your faith in the Bears?
Jay Cutler's
just
back.
Just for the hell of it. There's no rhyme or reason behind that.
Justin, you making your picks or I don't hear you?
It logged me out, but I had, I did make mine. Yeah, I had Jacksonville.
Nah, we next week. Buffalo
damn,
Bills.
We pulled up week 16.
Yeah, 17.
Okay, I picked the Bills, and then I got Minnesota.
Okay. Cleveland Browns, Baltimore Ravens. Give me the Ravens.
Yep.
Yeah, Ravens.
Dallas Cowboys, Washington Redskins. Give me the Cowboys.
I think the Redskins might sneak that one.
Nope. Yeah. We already won our one for the year. We always split them. And we won our one for the year, so I have to pick the Cowboys because I know we won. I won.
Nah, now you just be a contrarian, nigga. Hold up. You don't pick these niggas every week. You don't get the week 16 and punk out like a bitch?
We won. I know we split every year. We won.
You scared to take this L one more time?
It's logic.
But think how smart you would look if they went 2-0 and you the only person that called it.
I'm okay with being wrong by picking Dallas this game. I know what we did the last time we played them. Well, we whooped that ass.
My reverse psychology didn't work, so I'm going to go back to Dallas then. Indianapolis.
You pick Washington, though. Won't you be right?
I did earlier, but you talked me out of it.
Nah, go ahead and pick Washington. put the check on Washington.
Nah, it's too late. You talked me
put
out of it.
Put the check on Washington, bro. Be right.
Nah, you talked me out
of it. Don't follow me.
Nah.
You tell me I was stupid when I picked my picks. You be right.
You do. I mean, I do be picking better than you. I mean, the numbers don't lie. The Colts play the Tennessee Titans. You know, I'm picking Washington. Let's do it. The Colts play the Tennessee Titans. Give me the Colts.
Colts.
I almost want to pick the Titans, but I'm going
you know
the
why?
Colts.
You know
shit,
why?
After
you,
that last ass whooping, it's like.
You know why you got to pick the Colts? Because this is the game that pisses me off as a fantasy owner. That's why. Andrew Luck going to throw 6 touchdowns out just to be like, I could have done this last week, but fuck your team.
Fuck your 2-13 team? Or yeah. You talking about your fantasy team?
My fantasy team, which was great. And then I had him in the championship, and he was like,
You're going to ball out in a meaningless win.
Yep, right. I'm not feeling it anymore, guys.
What's sad, man, is they don't have to win any of these games, and they still, you know, had a good position in the playoffs just because everybody else in the AFC is trash.
The Chargers play the Kansas City Chiefs.
Kansas City.
I got the Chargers.
I'm going Kansas City. It's in Kansas City. Oh, wait. Alex Smith isn't playing. He's hurt. Oh, wait. No, that's better for them. Give him Kansas City Chiefs.
Who's his backup?
It don't matter because it's a nigga that will throw to a wide receiver, I bet.
Yeah, but
get the ball to a wide receiver.
But his coach.
Yeah. You know, he got a noodle for an arm.
Yeah.
But his coach, though, and Andy Reid, they coach.
The backup quarterback. Tyler Bray, Chase Daniel, Aaron Murray. Chase Daniel probably going to start.
Yep. They got him listed as number two.
Yeah, so. he'll probably throw it to a you're right. The coach is still Andy Reid.
Dwayne Bowe, questionable.
Yeah, you're right. Give me the Chargers.
Don't pick him at fantasy football.
Yeah, because you saw his quarterback. Had they even thrown a touchdown this entire year?
To the wide receiver?
Yeah.
No. This is the last week of the season. This is the one chance they got. So Karen, who'd you pick?
Kansas City.
Okay. Karen went Kansas City. Yeah. Arrowhead Stadium is real though.
I'm going Chargers, man.
Karen might be, I feel like Karen could be right on this.
Karen been right more than wrong this whole season. So
Miami Dolphins play, the Jets in Miami.
I got Dolphins.
Yeah. Fuck Gino. Yeah. Tampa Bay Bucks, Saints at Bucks. I'm going to take the Bucks actually.
Good for you. I'm going Saints.
Yeah, I mean, the Saints can't get into the playoffs no matter what they do.
Which means they're going to take all that frustration out on Tampa Bay. Everybody just be bombing them.
I'm going Saints.
The thing is the Bucks can't afford to win.
Nah, nobody.
They at two right now, and they're tied with Tennessee. They don't want to be tied at three with everyone else and have less balls in that.
Take harder.
I like the way you think, but I'm still going with Sherman's.
That's one.
Going with Shirley's Bucks.
You just trying to win some good favor back after you've been talking shit about her Bucks all season.
Man, please. Don't worry about that. Shirley love me. It don't matter what I say. Philadelphia Eagles play at the New York. Plus, it'll be like 3 weeks before she catch up to this. Philadelphia Eagles play at the Giants. Give me the Eagles, man.
Eagles.
I feel like they're going to get a meaningless win to take us to 10-6. And this will become the season we went 10-6 and didn't make the playoffs.
Nope. I don't know. I feel
I got Odell dancing on y'all.
Yeah, I would not be surprised if the Giants for some unknown reason just showed up.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised either, but I'm more of cynical and saying they'll get the win because it don't matter now.
Mm. Right? That's why the Giants will get it, because it don't matter.
Okay, man. All right. We'll see.
Just so Odell can dance.
Hey, man.
Big head gonna come out there and just throw anything and they all gonna catch it.
Hey, did your wife go to school with me, man?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, y'all gotta be.
Well, honest. Actually, she did. She went to school with Karen as well.
She really did.
That actually is true.
Yeah. So.
That joke doesn't even really work.
I should have thought this all the way through.
I know quite a few people that went to school with you.
Yeah, actually.
Cousin went there.
Actually.
No, a few people on the damn basketball team. Yeah.
Damn, just the old well actually ass nigga. let the joke go.
No.
the Texans are playing the Jacksonville Jaguars in Houston. Give me the Texans.
The Texans.
Yeah, that's Texas.
Panthers play the Atlanta Falcons in the matchup that will decide who wins.
Is the king of shit mountain.
I'm going to go.
Atlanta.
Really, Garrett?
Oh, yeah, I've been picking against the Panthers all year. Because I know we bad.
I think we could do it in the dome. I don't know. I've been talking shit. I came through Atlanta the other night.
I would be shocked if we can win, but for some reason, Atlanta kind of has our number. Just like I was surprised when we beat the Saints, because every time we put in the Saints, they always beat the hell out of us.
They do. We beat the dog shit out of them, though.
So it was like the reverse. So it's one of up in the airs. I think it was in Carolina, possible, but
can you pull up who's out in that game? That's the question.
Oh, who's hurt? Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Because I know somebody, one of their receivers was hurt.
Was it Roddy White? For those teams?
Yeah.
I think it was Roddy White, though.
Was it Roddy?
Yeah, it's not Julio Jones.
Damn.
That's who you need to be hurt.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Put Justin, some money on that nigga's kneecaps.
Yeah. Justin, who you got?
I'm going Panthers.
Panthers, huh? So, damn. You, Karen went Falcons. You went Panthers. The country says pick the Falcons.
Fuck the country.
Okay, so everybody.
I could go with the Panthers, but they got that nigger at quarterback.
Oh, Lord.
And they got the pure Aryan white man in Atlanta.
Yeah, but he got a nigga ass handle. Matty Ice, really?
You know what? That is some wicked shit.
That's some.
I'm gonna go with Cam Newton.
They got three people questionable. Julio, Roddy, and Steven Jackson.
Yeah,
but I feel like they fucking with us on that. All three of them niggas gonna play, and they be like, "Well, they suddenly made miraculous recovery on Thursday."
Yeah, I think Steven
they was bastards. Asking me this week.
I think Steven Jackson was the only one that actually like missed time because his injury, like he couldn't finish the game. The other two were fine.
Steven Jackson can't finish the game because Steven Jackson can't finish the game.
Yo, he old. By the way, I do.
He taking Kobe outages. Like it's like what happened? Overall soreness.
I do want to give him props though, because I didn't think this nigga would make it through the season. Like he really did make it. Like if I mean, assuming that he, you know, plays next week or whatever. Mm-hmm. He somehow made it 17 games in the NFL at 75 years old.
Man, I had drafted his backup on purpose just because I knew he wouldn't finish and I was going to have his backup.
You were like, hey, that nigga going to come in and do work because he has no choice.
Do you know how many people drafted that Freeman kid? And they are mad as fuck right now because they've been waiting all season for him to start.
Oh, no, I let him go by week four. But I had him for 4 weeks. Like,
a lot of people had him. A lot of people had him. The Raiders at the Denver Broncos. I'm assuming both y'all agree.
Oh, Broncos.
Yeah. Detroit Lions at Green Bay Packers in Green Bay.
Ooh. Oh, that's Lambeau. That's Lambeau. That's Lambeau.
I'm going to go with, is everybody healthy? Who's hurt?
I've been talking about this matchup for a minute. That's the Lions are not going into Lambeau Field and winning.
Yeah, you're right.
It is December. What is the weather like out there right now?
And it's the Lions. I just can't.
Yeah, that, I mean, there's that. Too.
You know what? I would rather be wrong about this and get than the. I would rather be wrong about this than to bet on the Lions and be right.
Like, I'm sorry, Megan. Well, Calvin Johnson question. That's a. I don't know about that questionable. Again.
Seattle Seahawks are playing the St. Louis Rams in Seattle. Give me Seattle.
Seattle.
Yeah, not even close. Cardinals play the 49ers. I'm going with the Cardinals, actually, because
me
I think
too.
The 49ers have quit, and I can tell because they released Ray McDonald. And
the coach is gone.
Yeah, he ready to go to Michigan. Like,
I'm picking San Fran because that half a nigga finally learned how to run and use his legs like he's supposed to.
So now you believe in the consistency of a black quarterback?
Nope, I just believe he going to run
that sounds
and
like
run
consistent.
And run.
That sounds like you consistent.
That sounded way too much like he running for freedom. I don't know how I feel about that.
And Cincinnati Bengals back on primetime Sunday night against the Steelers. Who you got, Justin?
I actually did have the Bengals, but with AJ questionable, I'm going with the Steelers.
Steelers.
Yeah.
Karen?
I'm going with Steelers.
I'm
going
to go with the Steelers as well.
Why is the tiebreaker with the Cardinals?
I don't know.
49ers.
I don't know, and this is a game I actually don't feel very strong
about.
Because
it's not even the final game
to decide anything.
Yeah, it's not the night game.
I'm going to say, you know what? I bet that Bengals-Steelers game was moved to prime time.
Oh, they did. They did talk about space. Means.
So I want to say Cardinals will win 9-7.
Truth be told, that Panthers-Falcons game is the one that should have been moved. Just to be funny.
Them niggas so shitty.
Right.
The country would have rioted.
Right,
really, man.
Team.
If they were gonna move a game, I would have liked to see that Green Bay game.
I will say this as a Panthers fan, I am very comfortable with us being the king of shit mountain.
Yeah, yep, of course.
I'm okay with that too.
I would rather get in. That's what was so funny was watching Saints fans on Twitter try to rationalize it like somehow it was worse to get into the playoffs.
It's like an ugly chick. You'd be like, I mean, yeah, she was ugly. But I fucked though.
Yeah, so. but it was funny because they were trying.
Ladies,
to.
Ladies, y'all hear that out there? That's coming from Garrett, not Justin. That was definitely Garrett.
Don't lie. You handed that to me on a piece of paper. Why are you lying to the people?
That's G money.
He said I can't. He said I can't say this for reasons.
Nah, they saw your looks moving.
I'm just saying they were trying to rationalize it out, like well, we might be out of the playoffs, but your shitty teams are going to the playoffs with your shitty ass teams. It's like, but you was hoping your shitty team was going to the playoffs. All right,
so how does it matter?
How did this turn into a bad thing for the Panthers? Anyway.
Well, who is in the lead of the league right now for the thing?
Yes. I don't know. Who is it? Hold on. I guess I got to open back up then. Give me a second.
Ghostface Killer?
Standings.
HC?
HC in the league?
We tied for first. All these people tied for first.
I'll tell you this much, guys.
Ghostface Killer, HC.
Listen. We know the leader of the group will win a prize.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's 160 to 160. If it's a tie, nobody wins shit. So good luck, guys.
That's rude as fuck.
It's gonna be real, bro.
And Cameron beat you in third, so make sure
the thing is, Ghostface Killer's in the lead because we do already have a tiebreaker built into it. So I'm taking whoever is. Oh wait, what if it's going by alphabet? A B C D E F G A. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, dog. Look. It's going to come down to that tiebreaker, bro. Mm-hmm. If it's tied up next week, it's coming down to the tiebreaker. Good luck, gentlemen.
And Cameron, you might have been in the lead, but you only got 8 right last week.
Yeah, nigga. What was wrong with you? Damn, you fucked up bad.
That's the wrong week to get an 8.
By the way, I have been on fire. 12, 10, 12, 11, 11.
Sometimes
people
make those picks drunk. It happens to the best of us.
I got 11 last week.
And Karen's still ahead of me with 151. I got 150.
Shit, you down at 21, Justin?
Oh, I've been trash.
Justin's terrible.
You've been getting that ass
Washington
whooped.
Every week.
But you got Washington. Count one of those. I pick Washington every week, even when I know. Like,
except this week.
What? It's because they already beat Dallas.
Yeah, because he decided to get serious this week.
Right. you choose the last week of the season to be like, hey, let me make sure my picks make sense.
That's why you know that him picking Washington is bullshit. He been wanting to pick them because he really do think they gonna win. Because he not picking them this week because he don't think they gonna win. So it stands the reason he did think they were gonna win the rest of those games. I rest my case.
You can rest it, but it's not.
I put the system on trial.
It's not facts.
Objection. We got emails. Balls deep. Happy holidays from my man Dr. Dostax. Howdy, Rod, Karen, and Ebenezer J. Trill Scrooge.
What up, Dope Stacks?
Rod and Karen, I hope y'all had a great time over the holiday with family and friends. Justin, I hope you had an equally enjoyable holiday while finding time between your family and that flock of female companions that you advocate for having as a light-skinned man.
Hey, you know what? I spent my holiday spreading the joy. Mm-hmm. So. That's all I can say.
Pause.
Lots of gifts to everybody. Anyway, I think I found one of the It Wines of the year. It Wine, for the non-initiated, is If That Was a Nigga. One of the It Wines of the year, and it ain't even in a sport that with that many black people. If the NFL or NBA had an outbreak of a rare and easily vaccinated against disease, white people would lose their minds, explaining how catching something like mumps and sagging your pants are the reason Mike Brown died. But
Lord.
But the fucking NHL had an outbreak of mumps. Last time mumps outbreaks were a thing, women's suffrage was still a revolutionary idea. Yeah, I read about this last week, and I didn't cover it, but yeah. Them niggas getting the mumps.
Fucking mumps.
I read the title and was like, nah.
I thought we did talk about it briefly.
Don't you get vaccinated for that shit?
Yeah, I don't know.
We get vaccinated for that shit.
Okay. Yeah.
Some of the motherfuckers that caught it are not American.
Oh.
Canadians.
Right. The Canadians over here bringing the mumps and shit.
Yeah, I didn't even click on the article, dog. I just saw mumps and was like, nah, it can't be.
You had to check the date on the article. Like,
yeah, Dostack say Canada doesn't require it. So,
And shout outs to Miami fans for mostly cheering LeBron when he came back. Almost like they see James as a person and not some piece of property for the city.
like some cities.
Mm-hmm.
Camera pans to Dan Gilbert last.
Yeah.
Shade.
In talking with family, it did cause us to ponder this. Who was worse, the 2001 Sixers or the 2007 Cavs? Ooh, no.
Wait, run that back?
Who was worse, a worse team, the 2001 Sixers with AI?
So they had Iverson.
That went to the finals. Or the 2007 Cavs that got swept in the finals? It was the Cavs. It's not even close.
Okay, yeah, top to bottom. Well.
Here's the thing. here's why. The what people didn't realize about that Sixers team, they had Sixth Man of the Year, they had Defensive Player of the Year, in Mutombo, and it was one more thing they had. Sixth Man,
Larry Hughes,
Defensive Player,
this awful jersey.
No, it was another award. Like it was another thing that you win for.
Oh, probably Most Improved Player, or
maybe Comeback
like
Player or something. It was something else where it was like. Them niggas didn't get no props because everybody was on that argument about Allen Iverson the greatest. But
right.
He probably was MVP that year.
He might have been. But it was just, you know what I'm saying? It was like three different awards where it was like, nah, them niggas is good. Like, you can't take away. Just because it's not scoring doesn't make, like, it doesn't make Aaron McKee not good just because the award that he got was Sixth Man of the Year. Like, nigga, a lot of teams will love that.
What made it not good is it was Aaron McKee.
Aaron had a good year that year, man. He had a good year off the bench that year. And shout out to one of the things I always said about that team. Shout out to just the professionalism of the role players on that team. It cannot be that many people in the world that would take a backseat to a nigga like AI. I can't imagine.
Oh, fuck no.
I've been in the league for 5 years and this little nigga gonna shoot all the shots.
Every single one.
Like George Lynch was never like, hey, like, how many people in practice would have just pulled him to the side and punched him in his fucking mouth? Like, pass the goddamn ball, little nigga. Because he little. I don't know if y'all ever seen AI in person. He's little as shit.
He is tiny.
Like, yep. I would just punch that nigga in the mouth, like, jack him up against the wall and be like, motherfucker, listen.
Yeah, yep. I will say this, though. You forget where you get with that nigga
on
from.
Your hands.
Hey, fuck.
Oh, I guarantee
you
that's a scrappy
that
little nigga.
In,
hey, where he from ain't going to matter. When I'm putting these paws on them, dog, it's not gonna matter in that moment. Later on with his posse and shit, it might get real. But in that moment, just basketball, like, nigga, if you don't throw the fucking ball, but you know what it is too, though. Those dudes are just professionals.
Yeah. Right. Larry Brown won Coach of the Year that year.
That's what it was.
Iverson did have MVP, he won MVP of the All-Star game.
Mm-hmm.
Mutombo had Defensive Player, Aaron McKee, Sixth Man.
Right. And people talk about that team like it wasn't shit.
And they won 56 games that year.
Yeah, I don't understand what happened with that. When niggas would be like, yeah, you know how bad that 2001 team was. The Defensive Player of the Year,
Iverson dropped 48 in the first game.
Yeah, that was when he stepped over Tyronn Lue.
And then and then Shaq and Kobe were like, wait a minute, these little niggas are trying us.
All right, we
gotta
play.
Let's play like, you know, we're the Lakers.
Another underrated Kobe performance, by the way. That nigga guarded AI, dog. Ain't too many shooting guards in the league. They could chase that little motherfucker around.
And they had to go through Vince Carter's Toronto Raptors.
Yeah.
They had a good squad that year.
Well, they went 7 games with them, and that was that big controversy because Vince went back and got his degree and then flew back to the game in Toronto the same day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was game 7, and Charles Oakley was like trying to question his heart. Like, bitch,
fuck you trying to get your degree for, my nigga. We trying to win this game.
Yeah, and I was just about to say, bitch, something, 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 referring to Charles Oakley.
Don't do that.
I'll take that back.
Don't do that.
I immediately take that back. I'm not going to even finish that.
He sentence. Got a lot of free time. Don't do that.
That's my dog.
But the starting five for them, Mutombo, Tyronn Hill, George Lynch, Iverson, and Snow.
Rajah Bell was coming off the bench on that one.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's one of the more underrated teams, and it's all because we have that hero worship with AI, where we can't give anybody credit except Allen Iverson
and now Coach Kevin Ollie.
Mm-hmm.
He was on that team too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but honestly, we should give all those people props because they played all the defense for AI, passed all the shots to him, got all the rebounds, all the blocks, like. He did everything so he could just come down and shoot the ball again and again and again.
But to the original question, the 2001 76ers versus 2007 Cavs.
Yeah.
2007 Cavs were awful.
That's what I'm saying. That's my point. In my mind.
That was tough to watch because you just watched LeBron like, damn, I know he just at moments on the court, he just looked around like, who the fuck are these niggas with me?
Well, for my money, it's not even close. Like, if you actually give LeBron that 2001 Sixers team, they probably win at least 3 games against those Lakers. Maybe win the series because he would have had some help. Defensive Player of the Year? Yeah, I'll take that.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Sixth man of the year. So we got somebody else that can score other than me. I'll take him too.
Right.
Like an actual coach that can, you know, coach.
I can sum it up in one. But didn't Danielle Marshall start on that 2007 Cavs team?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's enough said. And somebody will be like, oh, well, he, you know, I forget what stat he holds.
Yeah. That well, is, he did lead the
what
league.
Record?
He led the league in looking like ludicrous. I think he was.
They had Shannon Brown on their team, Drew Gooden, Daniel Gibson, Larry Hughes, Zeronis Ilgauskas, Damon Jones, Dwayne Jones. Like,
by the way, that what's so funny is that Larry Hughes was on that team too.
Yep.
So you telling me 2001 Larry Hughes was not as good as 2007 Larry Hughes? Because I will take 2001 Larry Hughes over 2007 Larry Hughes every day of the week.
Yeah. Shannon Brown and Daniel Gibson were both rookies.
Wait, Justin, check out the bottom of that list.
Oh, and they had David Wesley on that squad. Varejao, his second year. Eric Snow in his 11th year.
Holy shit.
I did like Varejao, but he's not a very smart player.
Yeah, but mind you, still his second year, though.
Right.
Danielle Marshall, his 12th year in the league.
Damn.
Sasha Pavlovich.
Sasha, my offense is my defense. Pavlovich. That motherfucker said that shit and meant it. And Mike Brown looked at him like, nigga, who is you?
Sasha was like, get my shit out the rim.
And they other center, Scott Pollard. Yeah. So we know Zaronis was getting all the run. Pollard was back up. We know Varejao, was he even getting minutes then?
No, Andy was getting minutes. He was getting big minutes, but it just didn't matter.
Right.
I mean, it was against Duncan. What the fuck that matter? Put that nigga out there. Duncan was like, watch this, boy. Pump fake layup. Looks
yeah,
like
this squad was old. A lot of these guys were going to 75.
They were old. Yeah, that squad was old as shit.
Ira Noble? Man. I don't even know who the fuck he is.
You talking about the Sixers or the 2000 Cavs?
The Cavs?
Yeah. Right. It's the fact that you had to ask that, and it's 6 years apart.
Yeah.
David Wesley was born in 1970, dog.
Shit.
We was kids. I forgot we was kids when he got in that car accident.
Yeah. Bobby Field,
yep.
Rest in peace.
Oh, man.
Looks like Santa brought D-Wade some new knees. It looks like those knees were made in a bootleg factory since they gave out in the second half.
Second half. Wow.
Hey, man, but we watched that game, and me and my brother was watching the game while my mom and them was playing spades, and I said, yo, the Cavs should win this game only because no fucking way in hell Dwayne Wade gets 24 points in the second half again. Like, he got all his shit out in the first half.
He got 24 in the first and finished with, what, 28?
Right. And he went 10 for 15 to get to 24. I was like, it's a wrap for him. Like, they got to figure out how to stop everybody else because they don't got to worry about him for the second half. And then come to find out, LeBron tweaked his knee and all this shit.
Wait. That putback dunk that Wade had in the first.
Sick.
It was nasty, but you knew that shit was gonna cost him in the long. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's at least like a quarter.
Yeah, right when there.
I said that's a quarter in the second half. Like he's just not gonna be able to do shit.
When you get older, you do be like, and that's it. You know what I mean? Like when you make a good play when you get older, you be like, and that's probably it for the day.
That's yeah. Oh. shout out to my brother-in-law if he's listening. I am going to use it as an example. That block earlier today.
Oh, Ross threw that shit.
Oh, he threw his shit.
Yeah.
I literally leaned over to my old man and was like, yo. I was like, he's done for at least the next three possessions.
Yeah.
That's a wrap.
That play was too good.
I'm about to say, you do all of that extra and then try to keep going? Nope. Mm-hmm. Your body going to be like, hey, man.
Yeah, buddy, where that Epsom salt, dog?
You know what I'm saying? Icy hot.
I can't believe Wade had 37 minutes that game, though.
Some Tiger Bomb.
Yeah.
For real.
Maybe Gabby learned how to run the knees down, man.
She wasn't even at the game, man.
You know,
if she was at the game, they'd have flashed on TV.
She was filming Be a Mary Jane 3 or whatever.
I was like, damn, it's Christmas and she ain't at the game. Cause we know she wasn't at the house cooking.
Hey, you know
who? Oh shit!
We know she was not at the house cooking.
You know who would have been at the game? Siobhan. Remember when Siobhan brought the puppies out for the Christmas game? And she had that dress on.
That dress was tight.
Now I got to look that up.
But you know why? Cause she had Christmas dinner cooked already at the crib waiting.
What time was it? That was a five tip off.
Yeah, she went out there to let them ladies know to get the fuck up off my man.
Oh sweet Jesus!
What that dress at?
That third picture.
This one, oh,
nigga, her eyes are looking in two different directions.
That's hurt, Savon.
Yeah, that's after she was hurt though. You can't hold that against her, man. Let me see. Maybe I gotta put Siobhan Wade dress. Yeah. I just remember she had the puppies out. I was like, yo, she is. Right, so sincere. Now it wasn't this dress. It had like a leopard print on it. I remember that. Yeah, man.
I was like, somehow I'm not surprised.
Do I just gotta put titties in here? Is that what it's gonna take?
At the game.
I gotta put it in here like a savage so I can get I'm trying to be discreet and tasteful, man.
Nah, you gotta put titties at the game. Christmas game.
I'm so distraught you put in titties and DMX popped up Google images be playing fucking games.
Dude, I hate that Justin was right about this.
Good gracious.
We some savages, dog.
Oh my word.
Dude, she had them titties out. I was like, yo, she cares so much right now. That's when I knew they was in trouble, man. Like when you had it's a whole interview? What is this?
Yeah, no one has really heard her talk.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Wow. What did she talk when she, before divorced? Pre-divorce Savon.
You know what I mean? You said, did she talk?
Yeah, no, I wonder what she sounded like. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Like pre-divorce. Because post-divorce, we know she was hurt. And all you heard was anger.
I just remember that interview being like, oh, someone took the image down. Bitch, are you serious? I want to show y'all this in the chat.
Titties took up too much memory.
Dog, her titties was out so good. I was like, is this the same woman?
Oh, you can't just right click on it?
Nah, it won't. Okay. Like, if I do copy image, okay, I'll try it. You know, maybe you're right, Karen. Let me try it. I feel like it won't show up because it's too long.
Oh, it's one of the long ones.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you can't even submit it, so. Sorry, everybody. Y'all don't get to see these titties.
Y'all just got to search them for yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll see if I can see another.
Matter of fact, why don't you post the link to the Google images in there?
Yeah.
They can just, you know.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, I think this is too long, too. But let's see if it works. You guys, nope, won't let me do it.
Mm.
Shit. I know y'all want to see them titties now, man. I'm on a mission. Get these titties to y'all. Just give me a second. Let me see. Maybe I'll put a halftime interview or something.
You might just have to do the hood nigga screenshot.
Halftime titties.
Yeah, halftime titties.
I think Dwayne Wade the one low-key having her images slowly but surely removed from Google.
You're like, hey, she's not a relevant person. Y'all may as well just go ahead and take these.
And it's not even by his choice. It's petty-ass Gabrielle Union.
Mm-hmm.
So like, every time they search your name, her picture come up and that fucking dress.
She can't be that petty. I mean, and she did stay with that nigga.
Mm-hmm.
That's more of a hurt. And I can't look like this type of
thing. Can't have me out here looking silly.
Like, I mean, she started out as a side chick and she got him, and then she became the side chick again. It was like, I can't lose like
she never,
this.
She never listened to that Ginuwine song, Differences.
I mean, you got to give her credit, though, because she let that nigga stay with her parents when he was homeless.
Yeah, she was like, oh, nigga, I was with you when you ain't half like shit.
Yeah, she did everything that dudes stereotypically tell women to do. So they,
right.
It's like, you look, if you was with a nigga shooting at the gym, she's like, I was with him. Shooting at the gym.
Yep. We used to give him a ride because remember his broke ass didn't have transportation?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even have fucking gym clothes. We took him shopping.
Right. This nigga got on and was like, I'm down with Gabby now. She went and got that surgery and shit so she could look better.
G-Money don't really, he knows somewhat about it, but not a lot about.
Yeah, he don't know about the whole scandal.
I'm hurt for Savon. That's why I have her back.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Plus, yeah. I know she was hurt when she, like, see, this is the thing, man. A lot of you young dudes, man, y'all, I know that y'all be like, man, I hate crazy women. I hate crazy women, too. But there's a difference between a crazy woman and a woman that you slowly drive insane. Dwayne Wade slowly drove her insane with them lies, and she's like, I ain't on them blogs with Gabrielle Union. Nigga, I'm looking at the blog. Right?
I see your comments. Yeah.
Why was Gabby at the game then, Dwayne?
Question though. Because I remember this coming out, and people don't really talk about it. But I remember there was an allegation that she tried to have Dwayne Wade killed. That she inquired about a hitman.
And I remember I think he tried to use that in one of them multiple court cases.
I'm okay with that.
Justin, is all right with putting money on your spouse's head. I just want everybody to know that.
I just
want to
stop right there. Justin, we have not heard that, for the record.
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't heard it.
I'm just saying, we've been involved in every facet of the situation. This is a first for us. I will have to Google that real quick, but y'all won't be getting these titties. I'm sorry, but. We have not heard that before. That's new for us.
And like I said, I came across it and it was fleeting. And I said, I was like, did this really happen? Because if that's the case, I was like, I'm kind of in Wade's camp. If that's some made up shit, you know, to throw her under the bus, then that's even more petty.
I mean, I don't believe it, but you know, it is what it is, man. I'm so mad I can't find these titties for y'all though, guys. I'm so upset right now.
Oh, but even if say it's true. And it's at the process where he like, fucking him out. You get the fuck out of my house. Gabby live here now. The kids calling her mama. I'm filing for a divorce. You got to go. I'm okay with her. Like, I'm okay with that. Because by that point, she had done all she could do. She went and had surgeries so that she could look like the rest of the women down there at South Beach to make Dwayne happy. Like, she started altering her figure. She was like, fuck my family. Fuck what my mama think. I'm staying here. I love you. I got these kids. She rubbing his knees at night. She growing them young boys into men while he traveling around the world, being seen with Gabrielle Union. You know what I'm saying? And she still did all of him, and he was like, fuck you got to go. I'm okay with her being like, oh, your daddy got to die.
How much would it cost to put this nigga in the dirt?
Your daddy got to die. I can't better do it myself, because I still love his trifling ass.
Nah, but for the record, that's he not, gotta go. I'm looking at this, it's not here. So.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I don't see it. Like, I put Hitman, I put have Dwayne Wade killed. I'm not getting any results, so I feel like that's not true. Probably more Dwayne Wade slander that he put on Savon to make us think she's crazy.
Yeah, I agree with Black Rob.
I would not doubt it. Yeah, I would not doubt
like,
it.
He's too savvy, dog. Listen, Garrett. This nigga had a break, baby, this year.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I'm right there.
Yeah, like,
you.
This nigga is savvy as fuck, man. Like, who gets to come on TV and be like, I'm here for the kids. Bruh. I'm here about these families.
You talk about his savvy off the court. He foot swept Rajon Rondo.
Yeah.
He Cobra Kai'd this nigga, dislocated his elbow, and there was no fine. There was no penalty.
He's amazing.
It was just like, he just got up and walked off the court while Rajon Rondo was sitting there holding his elbow like,
he's amazing. He is amazing.
Yeah, I'm like Black Rob. He is Dwayne Wade's dirtbag Hall of Fame,
dude. Like, first ballot, not even a contest.
Yeah, he's a
ballot.
Yeah, fuck him and fuck Gabrielle. So she's still fine, but fuck her.
So he goes on to say, this nigga probably bought some baby clothes with Fair for the next break, baby.
Oh, Lord.
The NFC South, nigga, for why and for how? Also, why would it be fitting if one of those teams knocked the Cowboys out of the playoffs?
No.
That would be hilarious.
Whoever comes out of the NFC South to win that first game.
Why, Justin, now why would you say
Romo
no?
Because Romo been my quarterback. Oh yeah, fantasy
is over.
Oh, yeah, it don't matter.
This is a whole new side of
Roger, you. Roger,
you know,
we're going
to check your Redskins fantasy.
Like, there's actually no benefit to rooting for this nigga in the playoffs.
It don't matter. He's been my quarterback all season, dog. All season, he's been my quarterback.
Here's the thing.
I'm okay with one more game and I'm getting in the playoffs.
Hey, man, ain't no loyalty to these holes when playoffs over.
Let me teach you something about fantasy. If you really about this fantasy life, now this is some complex fantasy math right here. I don't want any of my players to make the playoffs. I don't want any of them to make
for
the playoffs.
For next year so they can be fresh?
Yeah, I don't even want them to win. If they do make the playoffs, I don't want them to play. If they do play, I don't want them to win. I don't want them to get no Super Bowls. I want them niggas to lose the fact. If they could lose week 17 and not make the playoffs, that's the best possible outcome to root for. I don't even know why people, like, if you play fantasy and that's what you care about, I don't know why anybody roots for players. After you are done with my team, just leave. Go home. Quit.
Rest.
Take a fucking load off.
You know who my favorite fantasy player is? Arian Foster. This nigga don't never go to the playoffs. He give me 16 hard games a year, and then his team ain't shit. And he be like, well, I'll see y'all next year after I take 9 months to rest my knees. I love him.
Hey, but nope, I don't care about by next year, Romo. I won't be picking up Romo next year. So I don't care what he do.
But you might. You might be.
I won't be.
Yeah, you say that now. The way you crying and shit.
I won't be.
You sound like you will.
Just like T.O., it was one good year, and I'm out.
Oh, shit.
Anyway, happy holidays and peace, y'all, from Dr. Dostacks. Peace. Anthony writes in, regarding fantasy football, good morning, happy holidays to TVGWT and the Balls D Sports Crew. This is Anthony, the owner of the TVGWT Championship Team MFN Bootleg Fireworks, $.
Hey, spit your game and talk your shit, dog.
I'll be brief and keep any trash talk to a minimum.
Oh, shit.
How did you win the league?
I know, right?
Maybe that was the secret. Maybe I should have shut the fuck up.
I've been dancing on
yeah,
YouTube.
Yeah, we was out here. Yeah. Y'all was running the other way with the ball.
I've been doing handstands, everything.
I just wanted to show appreciation and say thank you for holding the TVGWT Fantasy League, and I'm glad to be able to participate. Obviously, because I was lucky enough to win the whole thing, LOL. Yeah, money will be going out this week or next week, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm even more appreciative in that I was almost missed That's out on the draft since I was a. I mean, I got the money now. I'll just pay these niggas when I feel like it. Because if I can't win, y'all can't get y'all money.
Go ahead and tell them it's in the mail. Yeah.
It's in the mail when you get it, niggas. You welcome. For the ability to play me, I do gotta pay y'all.
Hey man, Black Raw, I believe him. He said if he'd have won, the email would have been so much shit talk. Nigga. And I believe, and he'd have been hating on us light skinned brothers so bad the whole time.
I'm even more appreciative in that I was almost missed out on the draft since I was the last person to accept an invite. Yeah, I actually had to like chase him down, email him multiple times, and get him to come be in the league so he could take our money. You son of a bitch. I'm also a premium member too, so I also wanted to thank you for the shout out on Ballsy Sports last week after our playoff matchup, or as you called it, the Bill Cosby drugging. Yeah. My team passed out in the first quarter and woke up and was like, we lost? 20 years later, we're going to sue your ass, nigga. I was just fortunate to have drafted and being carried by Le'Veon Bell, Jimmy Graham, and DeMarco Spray Tan Murray.
Oh.
Anyway, I'm a man of few words, so I'll end this email. I'm looking forward to downloading the next installment of Balls Deep. Thanks again. I'm glad to have found this hilarious podcast commentary. I hope to continue to support. Much love, Anthony. Hey, dog. Thank you. Thank you for kicking our ass. Sometimes
it's been fun.
I need my ass whooped so I can remind myself that I'm not the greatest person of all time.
Yeah, a good slap can change somebody's life here now and then.
Sometimes, man. All right, let's get into the news. I can't remember if we covered this last week or not. Oh, I think we didn't have time.
But it was the
Swaggy P interview, man. It was good. He did an interview with on NBA TV with Grant Hill and that crew. Let me get to when he was talking.
And welcome you now. We welcome one of the most exciting, creative, stylish players in the NBA, his Los Angeles Lakers, here Monday to face the Atlanta Hawks. We're pleased to have with us Nick.
This is as loud as it can go.
I talked about creative and stylish, and you're all that, because you never know what you're going to do on the floor. But how do you make that work within the confines of what the Lakers are trying to do and keep your creativity?
Lately it's been kind of tough, you know, Kobe back, so I've been in that corner a lot.
Swagger for you.
Fuck it.
But, you know, D'Antoni runs, you know, ISO plays for me here and there to get me going. Just getting comfortable out there.
Well, for me, I want to go to the nickname, Swaggy P. Where did it originate? What does it mean? What does the P mean? And is it for more of your game or more of your style off the court?
I think if you look good, you play good. So, you know, the swaggy is, you know, start off how I come in the arena, how I dress, the shoes I wear, and the P is a mystery, you know.
The P is a mystery?
Yeah, I can't tell you that. Right.
You don't give us that? Will we get it later one day?
I might write a book or something.
Yeah. But, you know, I like Herky Jerky. What do you feel about the name Herky Jerky?
Yeah,
I've been giving that to you for a long time.
Well, speaking of some of your looks, though, we're going to run through some of them. And what do you call this particular style?
I'm feeling very, like...
Swaggy tight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, what were you thinking?
I'm in L.A., you know, it's rock stars, Hollywood nights, you know, you had the Hollywood...
Hey, did you notice he said uh-oh when he saw his
He was like, damn, I wore that shit?
I remember that one.
That shit in the closet has never been seen again.
Right. Mm-hmm. Y'all bringing up old shit.
Yeah, my jeans, I was trying to be
Is this Versace, I think.
Yeah, that's when
Migos' fourth member.
That's when Swaggy P hit the scene.
Now, nah, this I would take it as a night game, right?
Yeah,
so you got to explain with the glasses, you know, the night game with the glasses.
It was playoffs, so, you know, I was just feeling good.
Mike coaching the games high, man.
And that's what happens.
I think the question for me is, and all of us, you know, you've gone through it. I didn't get a chance to do that, but to get a chance to grow up in L.A., you know, play the Lakers, being that franchise, and now you're back. Tell me about that transition, and how is it, the good and the bad?
The bad part had to be the tickets, ticket sales, or just family, friends, everybody asking for tickets. But just stepping foot on that court, you know, I always been a Laker fan, watching Nick Van Exel, Magic, of course, and just the Laker household, my dad, everybody. So feels good.
Well, Nick, I want to ask you just. Knowing your role with the Lakers, knowing how this season has played out to this point, obviously just decimated with some injuries at the point guard position and trying to piece together things. Your role about consistently coming off the bench and being a scorer for this team, first I just want to ask you about your mindset with that, and then second, on the back end, who do you appreciate that does that same job in the league in a way that maybe we wouldn't know?
I have to say I watched a lot of Jamal Crawford, most definitely, and just from years and years of him crossing people and just putting up big numbers coming off the bench. But it takes a lot of focus. Got to be ready because, you know, if your shots ain't falling, you might get that horn a little quicker. but you just got to come out there with that energy and just keep the game going.
A lot of coaches always talk about players who come off the bench, the really, really impactful players that come off the bench do a great job of understanding the flow of the game. Yeah. So in your mind, when you're sitting there watching the first 6-8 minutes of the game, what are you studying? Are you studying opponents, the position, or the entire?
Man, Barry and Smith's questions are way too good. I want them to ask some ratchet shit.
Right, this is why I like TNT.
You got to go to TNT for that shit.
Damn it. I'm going to skip forward.
The fans, how it was before the game. He had smoke and everything coming out, so it was tough. But he getting more comfortable. We know he demands the ball a lot of attention. And
what sounds permanently from high.
Talking about Kobe. Talking about Kobe too, y'all.
His game and how has he helped you? You know, probably talking the game through and how you prepare for games. I know because he's big. If what he does before he gets to the gym has really made him Kobe Bryant.
Just how he carry himself, and plus his film. He watched film every day. It's like, I don't want to say I get tired of watching the Widows, but that's him.
You get that in Washington.
That's one thing I've been learning from him.
Nick, you took a chance this past week, and it ended up on Shaqt and the Fool. I don't know if you happen to see that. And we love when people take risks, but sometimes you have to pay the piper for that.
Yeah,
we're going to show the particular shot. I believe it was against Toronto, and you went.
Yeah, take us through this.
You explain it because
it was a crazy day. Kobe came back.
Well, here it is.
Let's a lot on my mind.
Well, first we're going to watch.
A lot of shit going on, man.
When I watch games now, I can just picture folks hashtagging Shaqton and putting it on Twitter.
Yeah, I found a couple of plays. I hope they're on there. I was kind of calling for a couple of plays. I saw two.
Yeah, in fact.
They're on there. I got you.
In fact, Nick Young said this week after one particular play, he knew he was going to be on Shaqton a Fool. And now we will soon find out if he's made it.
He's not going to be on it.
You disappoint me, big fella.
Because I didn't see the play.
Anyway, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's roll.
What?
Let me get that beat. Let's go, Kenny.
Shaqt and the Fool.
What, Kenny?
Hey, Shaqt and the Fool.
Oh, Lord.
Shaqt and the Fool. Chuck. Nick Young. Shaq the Fool.
We got to talk about Kenny.
By the way, y'all
Kenny throwing that nigga into the Christmas tree
Nigga. Hey, but did y'all watch NBA TV when they had the Shaqtons, the awards?
Yep.
Hey, that's the best half hour of TV, dog. Like, I look forward to that shit like more than the Oscars, man. Shaqton's good.
I lied. Nick Young. Yeah! Yeah! This will forever be Swaggy P 367. Yes, Nick, you are
that nigga jumped in the air and said, fuck it.
Swaggy did a fucking 360 reverse layup on the baseline that went over the backboard the wrong way. If it would have hit it, it would have been the sweetest move of all time. But he didn't.
He didn't have a chance of hitting it.
Yeah.
He wasn't even close.
You look at the two defenders, they were both like,
And it was right there. Yeah. I mean, it was right there. Take us through that shot and your mindset.
First of all, you know, JaVale he's been out for so years. I'm kind of shit. Place a little bit right there. So I'm stepping up to the plate. But I just got caught up in the moment, you know. So.
But this is not something you haven't tried before.
I tried.
Because on Smitty's plays on the rim in Washington, you've converted some of these. But you took off so far. Were you trying to go under, over? What was your mindset? But I like the attempt. You still got your FGA, though. You still got it up.
I think it's going to step up, you know. So kind of surprised me. So I was stuck. And that's the first thing that came to my head was spin. Shot a spin.
I'm just going to throw this out, Nick. Next time you get in a situation like this and you get a replay and you get bumped, you can always use, I was fouled. There you go. I thought I was going to get a call.
But wait, Nick Young, there's more. Recently, as part of the Laker broadcast, James Worthy and Byron Scott set out to do their very best. Swaggy P went like this.
Take it away. I'm coming out tonight, and I'm gonna get me about 20 tonight off the bench.
And then, you know, I'm gonna probably take a charge or two.
Might get a couple charges too.
I saw a referee doing me. I'm gonna take it. And I might even block a shot or two tonight.
I never played defense that much until I came to the Lakers.
You know, I'm just, you know, it feels good, you know.
Yo, these niggas is clever.
Wow. Three dimes. You know, I got to get my boy, you know, peanut butter and jelly together, hit a couple of him.
You know, I ain't have as many problems as I'd like to have, but
my primary job is I'm gonna come and do what Swaggy P do. I'm gonna score the ball, so I'm gonna probably get 19, 20 tonight. That's just Swaggy P talking to you.
Oh God!
They got jokes,
dog. They got Swaggy Free and Freshes.
I think the other interview was gonna do when he had that game winner or something.
Yeah, this was the one we didn't get to do last week. I think I still got that one.
And it was the one in the locker room, because the one he did immediately after the game on the court was okay.
Yeah, post game Nick Young. I think that's what this one is, and that's pretty much the best definitive Nick Young interview of all time. As soon as it decides to start playing, you know, whenever that. Take your time, NBA. And if I click on something else, you always autoplay. But I guess this week you decided to fuck me.
Nick, since we spoke coming off the court, have you thought any more about your game-winning pull-up three-pointer at the buzzer of the shot clock?
Yeah, you know, just got to do what I got to do when I got to do it, you know. So basically just doing what I got to do every time I step on the court to do what I got
to
do.
I swear to God, if I'm doing it like I'm doing it for TV, I would have lost it.
Okay.
Just, you know, when I, you know, touch the ball, I just do what I got to do. That's going in the hole, you know, shots go up, and, you know, I just do it. It's kind of like,
You know, that's why Kobe don't say nothing to him.
I can't even think about it.
He can't say shit.
That's a pointless conversation.
He know he got special needs, man. It's,
It's like he's second best scorer on the team, and niggas might be mildly retarded.
Artistic. He might be artistic.
I can't even think about it, but I'm just doing what I got to do.
Now, you said yesterday, Nick, nobody in the world could guard you. Is that the case with tonight?
Huh? Yeah, just like I've been saying, you know, it's hard to guard somebody, you know, like myself, you know, just... It's tough, but I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to talk about the win, you know.
Whatever you are here to talk about that.
Oh, okay, well, cool. Let's talk about me doing what I got to do, because, you know, when I'm out there, I don't play like Sherman. I play like Scott. I like Scott Tissue, so I don't play like Sherman. It's a little rougher, you know.
No, you get the ultra soft Charmin. That's not rough.
No, I don't like ultra soft. It breaks. It breaks and it's too soft in your hands. You know, it breaks.
This is a real fucking interview.
Yes.
But, Nick, you said that did... hold on, he's talking to Robert Sacre.
Guns and Roses. This is, you know, Slash. I kind of play like Slash, you know? Is it Slash, right? Slash.
Well, he's the guitar player, yeah. Are you more like him than Axl Rose, who's the singer?
We be Axl Rose, the head dude. I'm in the back playing the guitar, you know? But he's kind of known because he do wild stuff, so that's like me, you know?
Wasn't it more Axl Rose-ish, though, to pull up for three than beat the shot clock and beat the Spurs?
Kobe kind of did it, but, you know, they don't have a day off, you know? Take a break. I said, take a break, little man. You kind of tired.
Yo!
He was was playing point guard. He was huffing and puffing. I'm like, I got this, brother. He came up to me and said, you know, take the shot, man. He's kind of tired. And I had an epiphany that it was like the Sixth Man. You ever seen Sixth Man? Like, I had a light shining on me. I just felt like the glow was on me. And I'm, it was crazy.
Nick Young made me rock in the player.
Before the shot, and then when it goes in.
Once it left my hands, I kind of knew it was cash, you know, because I'm like, I don't miss. That's my new name, IDM. You know, call me IDM. I don't miss.
My new name is I Don't Miss.
You feel me? Wait, one time on top, baby.
You feel me?
You know how those, giving yourself your own nickname always seems to work out for everybody, I guess.
Oh, you know, no, I'm just.
Well, you already have a nickname, though, let's be honest.
Yeah, you know, it. You know, but yeah, today was. I'm glad we won, though. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm glad I got a chance to hit a game winner with, you know, somebody like Kobe on the floor, you know, that normally had the ball in his hand all the time. So, shout out to Bulls for saying, hold that, feel the confidence in me. Shout out to my man, Jordan Hill, for setting a nice screen. Shout out to my man, Wes, for believing in me. And, telling me I can make it. Shout out to JC for cheering me on, and I couldn't do it without y'all guys, man. Thank y'all.
This nigga played that game high.
He's permanently just sounds like he's high.
That shit is fucking hilarious.
Swaggy is my fave, dog.
He may have now become my favorite NBA player.
You know you got to play the music even though you already started the segment.
All right. Hey. Y'all really love that music, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I bet he drove his college coach crazy.
Oh, my God.
I bet he was always running laps, suicides.
And the coach was just like, dog, just shut up.
Everybody ran suicides.
I know you're nice. I don't want to have to make you do this all the time.
Dude, that joint, that's an amazing ass. That was an amazing interview. Here we go. Swaggy like P, swaggy like P, swag, swaggy like P. No one on the corner got P. No one on the corner got swaggy like P, swaggy like P, swaggy like P. Swaggy like P, swaggy like P, swaggy like P. All right, everybody happy now?
Yes.
The music was played. All right, so we got all kinds of news. Let's see if we can get faster. Apparently, Nick Young got ejected from a game not too long after that.
Oh,
because he went upside Steven Adams. Nick.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Nobody liked him though.
But what is it about Steven Adams? I have a theory. Steven Adams be calling people nigger. Nope. It's the only thing that makes sense.
Like, I can tell you exactly what it is.
What is it?
He plays like a football player. You know when you're a hooper and you're playing against football niggas, mm-hmm. and they don't know how to really like play basketball defense, and they put their arms all on you. Steven Adams fouls like all the goddamn time.
Like it's just.
And the refs just get tired of calling it.
But wouldn't that come across? Because when I watch the game, I don't see it.
I'm trying to tell you, it's the unseen shit.
I don't know. I be watching the game. I believe he's dirty, and I do believe he's sneaking. I think he's hitting those dudes.
I don't even think he's dirty. I think it's just it's his style of play. Yeah, he's not doing it malicious. He that shit is frustrating.
He ain't knowing like James.
Nah, he dirty because.
See, like who?
Like James. This a dude come in the morning run. Like he ain't knowing like James.
Yeah,
James
but you know what, though, man? It's different. He knows. He been confronted.
So does Steven Adams.
No. I'm not talking about James. I'm talking about Steven Adams. Steven Adams knows. James don't really know. Nobody's ever like went upside James' head and did. Cause like the third time a nigga hit you in the face, you're going to start thinking like, I think I'm doing something wrong.
Right.
Steven Adams be like, nah, I'm going to hit you in the nuts this time too. And I'm going to call you a nigga. I'm just telling y'all. If it
gets you out your game and it makes me look better.
They can be whispering in the air when he walk by, nigga.
And it's serious. They was like, I'm going to fuck you up and take this ejection. You're going to learn today.
Yeah, I'm just telling y'all. We find out.
Which, unfortunately, that would have gone very, very badly for Nick Young.
We find out he's been calling people porch monkeys and shit. I'm going to surprise.
Nick Young gets from Compton.
Call that nigga
Swaggy
move,
did
move
say
cricket.
Swaggy did say he got kicked out with a flagrant 5-2 and ejection 11-02-3 left in the game, he said, I lost my mind a little bit, checked into this crazy house, got back out.
Lord.
Adam said, I just set a screen. They called it an illegal screen, which I didn't think it was, but you know, he just got heated because it was back going back and forth and he got just got frustrated. That's all that happened. Yeah, he called him a nigger.
He over there responded to words and shit. Mm-hmm.
We already talked about Johnny Manziel getting hurt, so fuck that. Mm-hmm. Jameis Winston, he not a rapist, y'all. He free.
The school, they say.
The school right before the biggest bowl tournament of all time said he didn't do it.
Wait, can we talk about how ESPN conveniently didn't really report on this? Like, they threw up an article real quick, but they didn't really, like, you know, it was like, oh, shit, Jameis is under investigation for 5 days out of the week.
Yeah.
And then he's cleared of all charges. And so, next week's matchups, you're like, nigga, wait.
They want them bowls, that bowl money. They ain't trying to fuck that up.
Yeah.
One of the woman's lawyers, because they can request an appeal within 5 days, she said, we will consider an appeal, but right now we feel a little duped. One of the woman's lawyers said in an email statement, at some point we have to recognize that Florida State is never going to hold Winston responsible.
Nope.
Nope, they're not going to. I mean, but that was obvious from the beginning.
Right, because it took so long.
You know, and like I said, my thing isn't, oh, he's a fucking rapist or whatever. My thing is, we'll never fucking know because nobody wanted anybody to know. But it was like, how can we murk this up as much as possible? And they actually succeeded in making it so murky that you don't know what the fuck's going to happen.
He'll be good as long
as he be threatened. Wait.
Before that fifth game, somebody don't stick a microphone in his face and ask him how he feel. He say something stupid.
Honestly,
all he got to say, all he got to repeat is, "If you scrum, we scrum."
Let's be honest, dog. unless he does it or gets caught up in something again, it won't count. It don't matter. I hope he doesn't, because to me, my whole thing is the best possible case scenario is that he's not a rapist and she was like mistaken or lying. That's the best possible scenario, honestly. Because the worst possible scenario is that nigga a rapist. So I would much rather her be lying than him be a rapist. But the percentage of women that lie about rape is very low.
Yep. Yes, it is.
And the reason why I'd rather her be lying about it, because I hate for her to have to experience something like that.
Yeah,
and
well,
then
you
watch
know,
her rapist just be on TV, just
right.
lying
all
about
the
it.
Damn time. Yeah.
Florida State just fucking with her lying
that
about it.
That happens to a lot of women.
Florida State, like, they have what people have referred to as the Gamergate of online fan bases. Meaning they're rabid. They'll go after people. They will dox you, quote unquote. Like put your information out to the public, like where you live and all this shit. That I've seen them do it before. When I talked about this on Twitter, I had people come up at me like real crazy. And I wasn't even saying something like, oh, this nigga got away with rape. It was just like, damn, you know, when adults get a little wild. Yeah, I said when adults and a college institution with all that money get involved in a case like this, no one's ever going to know the truth because
right.
it's too much money and it's too many interests involved. And they was like, so you trying to say he a rapist? What's wrong with you? I was like, dude, what are you talking about? I didn't say any of that. So
you'd be like, the fact of the matter is, like I said, he wasn't indicted.
Right.
Not everybody that does something wrong gets indicted.
Correct.
So we don't know what happened.
We don't know.
Yeah, I hope he learned to start putting something in their drink so they don't remember
come
that
on,
night.
Man. Come on, man.
Wow. It all comes back.
Yeah,
to
why
Cosby.
Do we have to do this?
Full circle.
Well, I mean,
he grew up watching Bill Cosby, so
did he? We don't know. He's
probably. Apparently, Cosby is America's father.
He's only 19, so he might not have grew up with the Cosbys, man. We old.
Damn.
Yeah, we is old. That was 80-something. He might not have been born then.
Police say Chad Kelly, who signed a letter of intent to play quarterback for Ole Miss just days ago, allegedly fought with bouncers at a Buffalo bar and threatened to commit an assault rifle massacre last night.
Did he say, I will kill every nigga in here?
What an assault rifle. Like he said, this sound real specific, don't it?
Yeah, Kelly continued to fight with two bouncers. He said, I'm going to my car, get my AK-47 and spray this place.
Later club. God damn, that's some violent ass shit.
Buffalo police officers responded to that alleged threat. Stopped a 2005 Ford F-150 pickup truck in which Kelly was a passenger. Kelly was forcibly removed from the vehicle. Police said Kelly kicked and tried to swing at officers as they removed him from the vehicle. He said he resisted
getting into
a controlled vehicle and struggled with the staff at Central Booking. He must be white.
Yo, yeah.
Yeah, he white. Okay.
Oh, wait. So they pulled him from his car, put him on the ground while he's kicking and screaming, and didn't put a bullet in his
head. No, they said he fought.
Oh, he squared up. Like, I will fuck each and every one of you cops up. And then somehow managed to get away with
a
bullet. And
this is a man that threatened to have an AK-47 in the vehicle with him or access to weapons.
So it's,
I couldn't have been a cop in that, because the moment a man starts talking about a chopper, I'm probably gonna put one in his leg. I'm gonna be honest.
So is he gonna still be able to play for the school?
Yes,
of course.
Oh, white, yeah. You said he was white, didn't you?
Yep.
He'll
be playing next week or in the bowl.
He committed to go there next year. He's still in high school. A new surveillance video showed Ray Rice handcuffed and emotional. It also showed him and Janae Rice kissing after he had knocked her out. Now I know this doesn't really mean anything, and we'll never really know.
It sure don't.
But when they kissed, it made me just think, like, this is not the first time this happened.
Oh, that he's jawed her?
Yeah.
Because
her whole assertion is, this never happened before. It was really, really out of character. I was so disgusted and taken aback. I can't imagine a scenario in which I knock my wife out. Because I've never hit Karen. Well, I knock my wife out. She wakes up, and then I'm like, give me a kiss, baby.
But you know, the other thing of it too is, because this is a point you made, but it's true, is that, you know, she, when you dealing with someone that's violent towards you, you don't oftentimes provoke that. You do things so that you don't provoke them and cause an argument or a fight. And she did walk by, and when they got in the elevator, she launched at him like she was, you know, like that, instead of just staying in the corner and just chilling out after he spit on her. Mm-hmm. And it just seems like she would have just took that instead of being like, well, good, he only spitting. At least he ain't throwing punches.
I don't think I ever pointed that out.
You didn't talk. I thought you talked about that. Not that specifically, but just saying that they don't, they do things not to provoke that person.
Oh, yeah. I do think, I don't think, like, if, you know, obviously, I don't know. I'm just guessing like everybody else. And you can take her word for it if you feel comfortable with that. I don't.
That is the first time it ever happened?
Yeah. I don't
believe it.
I just don't believe it.
Yeah.
I think, because I've heard.
Once you start copping pleas about this is God's plan, I was like, is God's plan for you to get knocked out in the elevator?
And I've heard, like, through people that know them, but don't want to be on the record, you know, I've heard through my direct messages, through Facebook and shit, people like, yeah, that her family's known for quite a while that this dude can be abusive, but they know that they can't keep her away from him. So, and the way that she apologized for him, for the Ravens, yeah, they gave her a statement, but her apology was so good. It was like, you've done this before. And then, like, the way she was able to fool Roger Goodell into being like, yeah, it obviously wasn't that bad. You know, I would be hurting her by hurting Ray if I didn't let him play. I just think it's not new for them. It's a complete speculation. I don't have any proof of this. But, when they showed the video and said he was, like, leaned into her in the elevator when they were both handcuffed and kissed, I was like, yeah, I see exactly why they pressed charges against both of them. Because she probably was like, no, it was me too. I wasn't just a victim.
I tell you what, because I seen that too.
Yeah.
The thing I would imagine, and I always kind of compared it to, y'all seen He Got Game, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like when Denzel threw his wife off of him, yeah, he didn't mean for her to hit her head and be knocked out. That's what happened in that video. He didn't punch her and knock her out.
Right.
He punched her and she hit her head and fell out. So it was like, oh, shit. Shit just got extremely real. I mean, I've jawed my wife before,
right?
But she's never hit a head on the counter and damn near died.
Well, for the record, though, that punch looked like it could knock a motherfucker out.
It very well could.
Like, that was
I ain't doubt that now.
While it seemed obvious that the impact to the guardrail thing must have been
what
did it, it was like, or she could have been like, that punch could have done it by itself, because he punched her like a fucking man.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
that was just difficult to watch.
Like I said, man, I don't feel comfortable saying, I know what she's saying. I don't necessarily believe her. And that's just my personal opinion.
Me either.
But yeah, when they said the video said she kissed him, I was like, I'm not surprised, because I feel like if Karen like stabbed me and then tried to kiss me, I'm like, if you don't get the fuck off of me, like
truth.
I'm scared as shit right now. Right. You've never done anything crazy before, but if you have, it's like, yo, you know what? We're gonna be all right. Let me just kiss you.
I understand. Just
so I don't know.
I'm trying to tell you, the last thing you gonna do is blow me, motherfucking kids. They're gonna be like, oh shit, now she's jumping on him. Fuck yes. Yeah. Maybe them handcuffs.
Maybe she's right. I don't know. The Memphis Grizzlies bought a car for their assistant who had his car stolen. And,
sounds like something they would do.
You know, some real cool shit, man. Like, Merry Christmas, my nigga. You got ripped off. Courtney Lee posted it on Instagram. Damn it, well, I want to play.
I feel like they got a fund for that because it's Memphis, but you know.
What
kind of car is it? Wait, no, that's an
Altima. Nissan Altima, black brand.
They bought him the leading car for black women in America. Is that what I just saw?
Yeah, hey, I got an Altima. I love that car. It's good.
And he does watch Scandal too.
Mm-hmm. He's wine.
I love that light skin shade.
He fitting all the qualifications.
Mm-hmm.
I love Scandal, dog.
Hey, but that's still a good look because I don't know what car he had that got stole. You know what I mean?
Right? Oh, you know whatever it was.
Yeah, that nigga, he might have gotten like, you know, like a $40,000-$50,000 car jacked, and then suddenly it was like, oh, and they slid me to, you know, okay.
Yeah, that shit was probably like a Pontiac.
I feel like he just came up right there.
I think he just came up. I mean, shit, he probably did, because I mean, at the very least, it was new.
Right.
And I don't know,
because I promise the guy, if they'd have tried to slide up on it with a used joint, he'd have been looking at them like, really?
Yeah, and no car payment. I hope they gave him some rims.
Yeah, me too.
Like something else to make him a target. You know what I mean? Because what happened? Because he's showing up now. Whatever he's showing up at with a brand new car, and it's like, oh, we just got him for the other car. He keeps showing up with cars. Let's get this one too.
Yeah. Well, they should put some money on the doors. Marshawn Lynch responded to all media questions by saying, "Thanks for asking."
That was the funniest shit in life.
Thanks for asking.
What's that?
I said, "Thanks for asking."
That's a
good thing.
Talked about it.
No, I said thank you for asking.
No, Paul, is that right? I wish they would have put thanks for asking instead of asking, because that's what he's saying, and I would have loved that shit a whole lot more.
I bet you they'd ask some questions about that mid. He might have had.
He would have known. I got that work, shorty.
He'd be like, you need a cop? What?
What mid?
Can you describe the 79-yard touchdown run?
Thanks for asking. How about the stomach issue early in the game?
I appreciate you asking about my stomach. Thank you.
Is there any concern whether you're going to play at all tonight?
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. He walks off.
Why doesn't an assistant run out and grab him like they did before that game?
Here's my question. What happens when Marshawn Lynch's girl catches like someone else pictures of him?
His phone. You said we're what now?
If she counts like some other chick's titties in his phone.
Yes.
Marshawn,
thanks for asking.
Who the hell is calling you at 3 a.m.?
Yes.
Marshawn, I'm serious. Who's calling you at 3 a.m.? It's past bedtime.
Yes.
I appreciate you worried about the phone calls coming into my phone.
Oh, okay. So when we were out of the store the other day and that one girl tried to stop us and she said something about you need to take care of your kids?
Yes.
Thank you for asking about my kids. I appreciate that. Oh.
Now, Marshawn, last time I brought this up, you went into the bathroom and said you had a stomach ache and you didn't come out for 6 hours.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. My stomach was a little upset. I appreciate that.
Now, I'm not being very appreciative, motherfucker. I'm about to heat these grits up if I don't start getting some motherfucking answers around here. You want these grits?
Yes.
Actually, I could really go for some grits
now. Can you put a little cheese?
I appreciate that.
Can you put a little cheese in those grits, too?
Maybe some salt, pepper, a little bit of butter.
I actually like shrimp. Come on, with some peppers, like you said.
I'm talking about Al Green grits. that recipe.
But thanks for asking.
Oh, okay.
I would like to listen to some Al Green while I have
I think
grits.
I'm going
to
do this. I'm doing this on Twitter next time I get into some shit. Like, Bill Cosby is a goddamn rapist. So you really think he raped them women? I appreciate you asking that. Thank you.
Thank you for reiterating my question.
Yeah.
Thank you for asking.
Nigga, you don't lost your mind. Thanks for asking about my mind. Arian Foster threatened to punch Case Keenum in the face if he cried after they won that game last week.
Why?
I don't know, but that's some trill ass shit. I bet he didn't cry.
Ain't no crying in football.
Yeah, Case Keenum got emotional after the Texans won Sunday, but where Arian Foster won, he better not get too emotional.
They're not even in the playoffs.
And that's probably why he said it.
Yeah.
What you crying for, nigga? We ain't going nowhere.
I don't even know what that was. But it says, things were emotional for Keenum after the game. He got choked up, according to Dwayne Brown. He didn't go so far as to cry because they probably wouldn't have ended well. I couldn't put it all into words how special it was for me, Keenum says later in the interview podium. Arian said he was going to punch me if I cried.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. So.
That sounded like more like an offhanded joke, and it really made a headline.
That's what I think. That's what I think, too. Like, Arian probably wasn't really going to.
He's like, it was some, man, you better not cry over here in front of them fuckers. I was like, I'll hit you in your arm.
Oh, nigga, you a bitch. And then some reporter
heard it. That's locker room talk that made headline.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of locker room talk that made headlines, Ray McDonald back in the news after he got kicked off the team.
He's smart.
Yeah. First, he went from putting a mysterious bruise appeared on his pregnant baby mama's face.
Oh.
And that was at the beginning of the year, and charges were never filed. He called the 49ers police that they have on call rather than the real police. Then the real police showed up, and, you know, no charges were filed.
How'd you call the campus police versus calling the real police? I don't understand this.
He called them to help him. Mm-hmm. To help him. That's what they showed up for.
Hey, yo, I got a problem.
Yeah. Can y'all help me real quick?
We will be there.
What's
right
wrong?
Away.
Just show up. Bring some, like, concealer, makeup.
Mm-hmm. Blankets.
Yeah. So a search warrant was filed as part of a sexual assault investigation involving Ray McDonald. It was made public yesterday, and it reveals that what the woman told police, as well as how cops have investigated the case, including posing as a woman in a text message exchange with the former 49er.
Damn.
That's when they want you.
Wait, the cops did that?
Yep.
They took it back to Catch a Predator?
Yep.
Talking about, I got some sweet tea for you. What do you want
to
do?
Three warrants were filed in the Santa Clara Superior Court. One of them can be found below, and they all contain the same narrative. The woman told San Jose police she was drinking at a friend's house in Almaden Valley before they took a cab to Willow Den Bar, where she had two Belvedere vodkas and sodas. She felt dizzy and sick after her second drink, and her friends told her that they would get her home. But they ended up at McDonald's house instead. According to the warrant, here's what she remembered. S1 refers to McDonald's. To McDonald's. She stated that they were drinking in the bar, which she described as being upstairs. She remembered being out by the pool when she fell and hit her head on the ground. Damn. She stated she woke up the next morning naked in bed with McDonald. She asked McDonald what happened. He told her that she was just tired, so he let her sleep in his bed.
Damn.
That's how you know you're a rapist, dog.
Fuck her friends, though.
Wait. He didn't even want to be like, yeah, I fucked. He was like, you just sleeping naked next to me.
I don't know, though.
You think he really will let her sleep naked next to him?
That can't happen.
So why you think the Niners cut him then, but they ain't cut him first time?
From new booty, the first time they meet, they sleeping naked, just relaxing?
I mean, wait, you said she fell in the pool?
She fell and hit her head at the pool, woke up the next morning. He was like,
first off, I'm mad they didn't take it to the hospital. Right. To the hospital.
Correct.
Somebody slip and bust their head and they die.
I mean, she clearly needs new friends if two friends.
Right. Worst friends ever.
Cause like, I don't give a fuck what gender you are. If I go somewhere with you and your ass falls out and gets unconscious cause you fell and hit your head, nigga, we gotta go to the hospital.
Right. Man. You are not leaving the group.
I just imagine her being the friend that always cop blocking. They was happy. They was finally happy she was out the way.
That's how Liam
got rid of her ass. He like, damn.
That's how Liam Neeson's wife died. She hit her head and they thought it was okay. She laid down and died. Later that morning.
Wait, you mean like his real wife or his
real wife? Real wife. I'm not joking. Later that morning, 49ers linebacker Alden Smith showed up to buy some vodka. They bought some vodka and cranberry juice.
And guns?
Oh, no. Alden Smith's not supposed to be drinking.
Hey, man.
By the way,
Alden needs new friends, too. Is he really the person to be hanging out?
Right.
He need online friends so he can just stay in the fucking house.
All three hang out and drink into the night. The woman asked again about what happened. She decided to ask him again what happened, and he told her that they did have sex. So, looks like Garrett was wrong. She asked him why he was lying to her, and he said that he didn't want to get accused of something crazy like rape. Something crazy like what I did.
You mean something crazy like me putting my dick in you without you saying, hey,
without consent, right?
Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I mean, you were kind of asleep,
right?
But kind of.
I mean, you was asleep, but. You kind of, I mean, you rolled to the side, so I took that as a
yo,
yes.
As I nudged you, and I said, if you don't want this, say no. And because you didn't say anything, I thought you wanted it. I said,
hey, if you're not down with this, don't breathe.
Yeah, I counted to 10. I counted to 10.
I mean, you got kind of wet down there. Right.
Oh, Lord.
After, you know, I slobbered on you and, you know, I kind of made it wet, but it was wet. So
she's going to be like, I fell by the fucking pool. And you're like,
could have been why it was wet too.
That,
you know, maybe some of the water.
Things. I don't know.
She stated that she had no recollection of having sex with McDonald. She stated that she did not give consent to have sex with her. I know his heart skipped a beat.
She said this to him?
Well, I think so.
Or she said this to the authorities.
She asked him, he said he didn't want to get accused of something crazy like rape. She stated that he had no recollection of sex she had no recollection of sex with him, and she stated that she did not give him consent to have sex with her. I don't know which you said it to. On December 16th, San Jose police got a call from a local hospital about a possible rape victim, and their investigation began. Police had the woman speak to McDonald via text messages, which they monitored. As is McDonald's via the victim. So let me see if I can, how do I make this bigger?
That sounds like borderline entrapment.
It says borderline.
Maybe if they were sending them, but them is not really though.
She's sending them, but it's like, I mean, but the cops are putting you up. That sounds like a very sketchy situation.
But this is the thing, though. Well, first of all, Garrett is the one that knows
chill
it all. Compared to us, right?
Well, I'm going to say this, though.
One year.
You can't entrap me into admitting to rape if I ain't rape you. You know right. what I mean?
I feel like this can't be, this won't, it probably won't cross into entrapment because it's the same shit they doing to catch a predator. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, it seems like once you...
Once you cross that line,
yeah, it seemed like they don't give a fuck.
Talking about, I got these wine coolers.
Yeah, you hit
three condoms.
You hit me with the
always the three condoms.
Always three. Right.
You hit me with the well,
gotta be an odd number.
Well, did you rape me? No, hell no, bitch. You was begging for this dick.
I don't remember.
Like, if anything, I feel violated. Like, I showed you. You was like, yes, I'm.
No, you got. You got. So you say flip the script and be like, you got. As soon as she asked about it, you'd be like, well, actually, I said no.
Right.
But you really didn't. You didn't agree with that.
Well, you know, I would never think of that because I'm not a rapist. You know what I mean? Like, I can't picture myself in a situation like this because, you know, I just would never have, like, I won't even have sex with a woman that's, like, drunk. You know what I mean? But fucking passed out, that seems insane. Like, drunk is borderline, like, well, both of us got a little kind of drunk and one thing happened led to another.
I'm looking at this transcript, though.
Yeah, I'm about to read it. But if you say, like, one of us was unconscious, nigga, that's rape. It's not no good way
oh,
to,
yeah.
Like, she don't, when she tells you, I don't remember anything after the pool. Nope. Now, you would think that, like I said, you would think the NFL would just have a class they give to the rookies. Like, here's how to keep yourself from being accused
of rape. They do, but remember, you co-signed Pac-Man Jones.
But Pac-Man Jones was there to talk about money. That was different.
Nah,
he
it was
never talk about rape. Pac-Man Jones don't know nothing about rape. He never been accused.
Rookie symposium, though.
That we know of.
Hold up. Now, this actually goes to my point. So either Pac-Man Jones has been out here raping people and he's never been accused, which means he should be talking, or Pac-Man Jones has never been accused of rape. Y'all pick. Well, either way, he should get to talk about the rape.
But here's the other thing.
Now, if Darren Sharper was giving that speech, that's when I say, you know what,
Darren Sharper and Bill Cosby need to be in there sharing the cell.
But how long Ray McDonald been in the league, though? Like, he long enough, he forgot about anything spoken to him at the rookie symposium.
I actually don't know how long he could be a rookie this year. I actually don't know how long he been in the league.
I think he been there for a while. I'm going to look it up, man.
So here's the transcript. McDonald, yes, get the morning after pill. The victim, that's not cool. Shit just happened. Whatever her name is, I guess, or maybe he called her a cuss word. We were just enjoying the moment, he says. She says, I don't even remember anything. I don't know how I could have been enjoying anything. My freaking head hurts. Then she says, what's your address? I'm going to have my friend drive me there. He said, I won't be home for a while. Victor says, is there someone that could give me my stuff? He says, I'm going to get you your stuff, blank. I could drop your, I wonder if he said bitch or something. Why are they blanking this out? Because that's not where you would put someone's name. I'm going to give you your stuff, Gloria.
They probably, nah, they should.
It's probably her name.
Probably her name.
Okay.
But he's been in the league 8 years. So
I guarantee you, if she was going down this path, I doubt he was calling her names at this point.
Okay, yeah. I could drop your watch off to you on my way home from work. Where do you want me to bring it? I'm just really bothered by all of this, she says. I don't really want to see you right now. He says, I don't understand why you're bothered. You chose to stay with me for another day. Yeah, but you should have had sex with me after I was, you should have had sex with me after I was knocked out. I could have died. Are you an expert on head injuries now? The more I think about it, the madder I get. But don't worry, I'm not going to say shit. And then she said, I meant that you should not have had sex. Stupid autocorrect. Yeah, she meant to say shouldn't.
I tell you, if the cops were putting her up to this was a bang up operation.
Well, they didn't take over yet. by the way, don't you feel like in court his lawyer's gonna be like, but she said he should have had sex.
Freudian slip with her fingers. Right.
She should have had sex. So she actually said it was okay. Well, the next line she said it was autocorrect. Objection. He says, I didn't do anything wrong. Like you told me before you started coming on to me. He says, like I told me before. So I guess he meant to say, like I told you before, just like you guys suggested. He says, I told you before you started coming on to me. How can I come on to you if I was drunk and woozy from hitting my head? You know better than that, she says.
He doesn't. That is the problem. And a lot of other Negroes.
Even if he did, I mean,
That ain't just Negroes. How old is he again?
Well, I don't mean Negroes, all black people. I just mean him and a lot of
the easy. A lot of young men.
He's 30.
Damn, he 30. Yeah, 1984.
But he is from Florida, so this does explain a lot.
Yeah, that Florida education system.
Yep.
From Pahokee, Florida. Mm. Pahokee.
Note to all listeners, don't have sex with someone who has probably had a head injury.
So it's
not going to go well.
He says, because you did blank, a real gentleman would know not that you don't take advantage of a woman when they're like that. I thought you were a nice guy. I guess I was wrong. So he says, okay, now it seems like you're trying to set me up. Listen, you stayed with me all day yesterday, so I don't know what your point you're trying to make by saying all this stuff. She says, the only point I'm making is that I didn't think it was cool. I'm not trying to set you up. I just have a raging headache and things didn't go the way I wanted them to. He says, I feel like we had a real connection and we actually like each other. I don't know. Maybe we need to start over, she says. I just feel like everything is a blur and now I'm tripping on maybe being pregnant. He says, you won't be if you take the pill. It's up to 48 hours. I meant 72.
Damn, he's stressing that pill, though.
Wait.
He did it raw. He did it to her raw.
He don't know what the fuck she got. He don't know nothing about
her. Wait. It was one message where he was like, where he slipped up and said 48. I mean 72.
Mm-hmm.
And no delete button on your phone, man.
Right.
That just sounded real orchestrated.
Not even that, but he wouldn't even pull out of the woman he raped.
Right.
Like he left his evidence in there.
Mm-hmm.
Bruh.
Yep.
All his DNA.
Bruh. Like you. Like.
So did allegedly Kobe though. So I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody get silent. Oh, we forgot about that.
The reason it's not entrapment. Entrapment is when an officer induces a person to commit a crime. Here, the alleged crime's already happened, so you're trying to get them to admit it. So it's different than entrapment.
Ah, gotcha.
But yeah, this makes a lot of sense. Oh yeah, and by the way, because Alden Smith apparently stopped by, the 49ers were looking to see if he's asked.
Alden Smith is like Bovice, nigga, always involved.
He like Bokeem Woodbine.
That nigga when that nigga shows up, you got to be like, you know what? This is not where I need to be.
It's time to go.
Like, hey, Alan, where you headed? Out.
Yeah.
Bye, nigga.
Right.
I just came to party with you. Not
tonight.
You the one got.
Like, my date just ended.
No.
Both of them need new friends. Her, mm-hmm. Alden. Man, just, I can't.
Friends,
man, what was her text?
Friends, therapy, all what, of the above?
She should show them the text conversation with her friends. Like, I want to know what that was like. Like, what was she saying to them bitches? Like, I can't believe y'all motherfuckers.
Yeah,
left me here.
That's the text that I want to see. So y'all motherfuckers just left me there? They were like, well, you said you wanted to stay.
Cause they know what happened after she bumped her head. Like when I hit my head on the pool, what happened? Well, Alden said he was going to put you in his room. And what did y'all say?
None of y'all said, I need a 30-second. He said, what now?
Yeah, like nobody said I should go to the hospital.
Not the guest room, his bed.
Maybe they was hooking up with other dudes.
Man, they wasn't even out there. Probably.
Yeah, but when somebody's got a head injury, you kind of got to.
No. I'm not excusing them. I'm just y'all. I thought we were coming up with what they might be doing. It's not okay. Whatever they were doing. No. I mean, you don't bring somebody over to a house in a state like that and then just fucking lead them to the wild. That's insane.
You'd be all right.
Yeah.
they hit him with the old black parent. Walk it off. Now you just gotta stay awake.
So, Andre Kirilenko got traded to the Philadelphia 76ers
and refused to show
up. And he said, "Bye, man. I'm not showing up."
He retired.
He just said, "I'm not coming." Like, y'all need to figure something out, but I'm not gonna be there.
I think they forgot where he's from.
So they would prefer that the Sixers waive him or buy him out, so he'd be paid the remainder of his $3.3 million salary and become a free agent immediately. I think it's funny how they were just like, he wants his money still. He's like, I'm not coming, but give me all my money.
Right.
And I'll go away quietly.
Correct.
Wait, is he Russian or Ukrainian? I can't remember.
Russian.
Right. He's Russian. Like,
they have no plans to buy him out, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. That doesn't strike me as strange.
Go ahead, Karen. What'd you say?
I said that dude was like, fuck y'all rules. I ain't going to end all my money.
Was his trade part of the Dallas trade?
Nah, he went from the Brooklyn Nets. To the 76ers.
But I mean, you know how it was a multi-team trade when traded the dude from Boston, Rajon?
Okay, I don't know. Then I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know it was a multi-team trade. I thought it was just straight up.
Oh, no.
Because what did it have to do with the Nets?
You know, it was just multiple teams. That's all. That's why I was wondering.
Nah, it just says the 76ers traded for Brooklyn Nets, Andre Kirilenko in early December. That's it.
Yeah, because he would have fixed that team.
Because remember, they got to make up salary. Remember we talked about it earlier?
Yep.
They got to pick up because they about to get hit with a penalty just because they don't have enough people making money.
Everybody on their rookie wage.
They over there driving under the speed limit. Like
under the speed limit.
It's 40 and 70 and y'all niggas are doing 35. You better pick the shit up.
They need to take Lance Stephenson if they real.
Shit.
We can
unload him tomorrow.
Right. They'll take 9 to 10 million a year off the books. That they don't have to worry about being a penalty, and he'll help them lose. So
very quickly.
It's a lose-lose for both of them. But, yeah, he said, I'm not showing up. So
Jay Saw said he mad his Russian homeboy traded him. He feel betrayed. He thought he would retire him.
And you know that nigga feel betrayed to him. He's like, nigga, I thought you was the great.
I thought we was supposed to be people.
Right. Michael Sam tells Oprah that multiple gay players in the NFL have thanked him.
I believe that.
So, in other words, you about to name names?
I don't know.
I don't think you're going to name them, but I do believe that they thanked him.
You think this before or after they fucked?
Wow. Wow. Wait. I mean, he got a man, though.
Oh, yeah. He might be
oh, so they don't cheat?
So, athletes, right, so yeah, gay athletes
yeah, straight,
don't cheat.
Straight, yeah, I was about to say, yeah, straight. I was like, straight NFL players, you know, cheat. So,
yeah.
There's no reason that gay ones wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Here's an interview with Oprah.
Well, by the way, we're not saying he did have sex with them.
Players in the NFL called you or contacted you?
A very few reached out to me.
Very few meaning 1, 2, 3, 5?
Very Damn few. Them.
Okay.
Reached out to me and and pretty much just told me the gratitude and how they were thankful that I had the courage to, you know, they wish that they had the courage to come out.
Gay men in the NFL.
Gay men in the NFL.
Of course.
Reached out to you and called
reached
you.
Reached out to me, yes. And just show their respect and show that and admire my courage. And it was very good.
And you're using the plural, men, not man.
Men.
Men.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of us out there.
Yeah.
I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
And I'm just the only one who's open.
Correct.
Lord, he about to have every homophobic nigga in the locker room just staring over his shoulder like, oh, shit.
This interview it's not going to get much playtime, though.
Hmm? You don't think?
No. Nope. Why not? Why not?
Because this came out, what, a week ago?
I don't know. Maybe a few days ago?
Yeah, it hadn't been dominating the airwaves. Like, people not even really talking about it.
Okay.
You know, like, they should, because even though it's not breaking news, we know this, but it should be getting more airplay than it is.
On the flip side of that, should it, though? Because Michael Sam is not an NFL player. And right. that was kind of the big thing about it, about him before was like, he's made accusations that the reason he's not in the NFL anymore is because he's gay. And I was like, is it? Or were you just not good enough to play in the NFL?
I think if he would have fucked the right NFL player, he'd be in the NBA NFL right now. Think about it. What if one of the gay people was like fucking Tom Brady or some shit? Like, Tom wouldn't vouch for him. Like, he could get blackmail on people. I mean, if he really wanted it, he could be in the NFL right now. If he was just like, look,
I'll put cases on.
You need to tell Belichick that I'm the greatest and I need to be on the team, or you're just gonna be in these tabloids, Gronk. What you trying to do?
Oh Lord,
you know, like all this act you putting on with all the frat boy shit, it's not fooling nobody, dog. Like,
because when are we gonna actually see you with some women?
Right, we just see you.
we and it's true with Gronk. You like you hear about it, but it's like nobody ever really.
A lot of shirtless pics of you hanging out with dudes. That's all I'm saying. Now you can try to play this the easy way or the hard way. Now tell them you need a defensive lineman right now. I think Jess is right that it won't get a lot of play, but I actually think that's a good thing. I think it means that people are kind of over it.
No,
which I think it happened extremely quick, which I'm kind of proud of, because to me, this is what actually proves a lot of that bigotry wrong. Like, people really didn't care that much. You know what I mean? Like, their whole assertion was this dude's going to ruin the league by being such a huge distraction. He was one of the biggest NFL stories, if not the biggest NFL story of 2014. He ends the season with an interview with Oprah Winfrey. And if all we get from this is, interesting, there's other gay people in the NFL, and we don't get a whole lot of like, we got to find them. What's wrong with this league? You know, why these players better not come out. Like, as long as we don't get that, I feel like it's somewhat of a progress. I still think, you know, the true test will be like what happens when we have a good gay NFL player. But I don't feel like this was a slap in the face to progress.
And to me, I disagree. I think if he would have been an active player, mm-hmm. we would have had this hunt down. Everybody wouldn't know who. It would have been a top-breaking story. But I think because he's out of the league, he's kind of out of the main light, that a lot of people who fuck this nigga because he's gay aren't paying attention, because it quote unquote don't make the news. You can't put posts out. You can't do think pieces. You don't get the links. I really think that if he would have been an active player saying this, people would have demanded to know who these people are.
I also think if he was an active player, he wouldn't say this.
Yeah, he wouldn't say it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't think?
No. If he was playing, he wouldn't be like, many people told me that they gay. Like, this is some shit you say afterwards. Like,
right.
And by the way, he can still end up being an NFL player.
True.
Like, it's not like people act like the nigga died or some shit. Like, he didn't lose a leg. He can just keep getting better, keep trying out. Someone get hurt, he might get another shot. And I think people are more progressive than we give him credit for. I think he killed the story by breaking the barrier. Like, the next time he gets a shot, or even the next gay athlete that gets a shot, it'll just be I'm not saying it won't be a story, but it'll just be like the merits of your talent is what determines if you play or not.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Which is where we need to go, man.
Right.
I feel like he would have had a better shot if it wasn't for that one coach saying a bunch of ignorant shit about
Tony Dungy.
How much of a distraction
Tony Dungy, dumbass.
Yeah.
He's such a distraction. I'm like, oh, so the niggas who commit manslaughter on Miami Beach aren't a distraction?
By the way, Tony Dungy vouched for Ray Rice getting a second chance. That's not a distraction at all.
Right.
Yeah. New video just surfaced of Ray Rice, but okay. I'm asleep, though. Let's see. Records detail allegations against Ray McDonald. Oh, I didn't know there was more to this. All right, let me see what
shit gets deeper.
911 call. Yes. What did 911 call it?
Dude, they didn't call nobody.
Clearly, it wasn't no 911 call, because the friends are like, I'm sorry, I'm going to get
the hospital. Might have called.
Yeah. She might have. Yeah, she went to the hospital, I think. No charges have been filed, but somehow the 49ers cut them. Interesting.
Cut them early.
Yeah, interesting. Last time it was, as long as no charges have been filed, we stick by our guy. Mm-mm. Apparently that policy changed.
Yeah, we've seen how that works.
Yeah, Roger Goodell, Jake changed that policy as quick as Roger Goodell changed his policy on Ray Rice. Court documents were written by the police. Investigators obtained a search warrant. documents on her cell. Let's see. She told police the last thing she remembers was falling down. The woman stayed with him at his home the next day and drank vodka with McDonald and San Francisco 49er player Alden Smith. That's when McDonald conceded that sexual encounter occurred. So she probably stuck around just to get him to say it at that point. And I don't, and it's almost like I don't blame her, because I would want to know. Like, it would bother the fuck out of me too. Like, I would be like, if I can get this nigga to drop his guard and admit what the fuck happened so I can press charges or something. But I have to know, because I don't, you know, I feel like this motherfucker did something. McDonald responded by saying the woman started coming on to me and that the incident was consensual. I don't understand why you're bothered. You chose to stay with me another day. Okay, well, it actually sounds like the same thing we read earlier. All right. Mm. All right, cool. So we already know the whole story. Well, so far. My man Aaron Hernandez, trial is set in January, and they expect it to take 6 to 10 weeks.
It's going
to
take 2 weeks, and he'll get off because all the witnesses will
be
dead.
He finally getting a trial. I'm proud.
Yeah. I expect them to probably get off this, because they trumped up charges. Ain't going to be able to hold them down.
Nope. Mm-hmm. They fucked themselves on that one.
Mm-hmm.
We going to get them on something. Yeah, but you put too many in there.
Yep. So he'll probably get off with this one, and hopefully he gets all his payback from the Patriots, because they owe him money.
Yeah, they do.
I wonder if they have to let him play.
I doubt it.
Josh Smith.
He's the least wanted player in NBA history.
He got cut from the fucking...
least wanted.
He got cut from the Detroit Lions. I mean, Detroit Pistons. And now he's scheduled to join the Houston Rockets. Now, here's the thing I want to say about this. Daryl Morey is so fucking overrated, and it's goddamn ridiculous at this point. Just because he knew some next level metrics and he like actually observed them in some of his signings and shit, and he talked to Bill Simmons about it, he got so overrated by people. What the fuck has he done in the league? If you think about it, what if they won in Houston?
Took a lot of shots.
Yeah, and like all he does, he signs, like he'll sign.
They become the new age Orlando Magic.
Yeah, dude.
From,
and when they,
from what, 2000, what year was that? Like 2009?
Right. And when they sign like Kevin Martin, every sports journalist writes it up because they love those next level metrics shit. Like, oh, you know, he shoots 37% from the right hand side, and that's where they need a lot of help on the offense. And then you watch the game and you be like, as a basketball fan, this shit ain't going to work. That's all I know. I don't need next level metrics to be like, you can't build a franchise around Kevin fucking Martin. And this shit with Josh Smith, this the ultimate, like, he's not like, look, this dude cannot possibly be good on any next level metrics. We watch the games, man. He don't play smart.
I asked somebody the other day, I was like, what position on Houston currently does he fill?
Right.
Like, as even as a backup.
This article calls him a small forward. Okay. I've seen him play. He don't got a small forward game.
Nope.
Like, I don't know, dog. The Pistons let him go, and they suck, and that's for a reason. Because that nigga is terrible. He just makes shit worse. He going to be on that with Dwight. Him and Dwight about to have the most complex, terrible offense in the low post that we've ever seen. It's going to be two big-ass niggas shooting jumpers and cutting when one of them should post and posting when one of them should cut.
Oh, Lord.
They're going to be posting on the same side.
You don't think he going to you don't think Dwight going to get frustrated because – Josh going to be like, pass me the fucking ball, bitch.
Dwight's too stupid to get frustrated. He was going to get frustrated. He would have done it well before now.
I mean, he got frustrated with Kobe. But Kobe told him to man up.
Hey, that Brendan Clay dude tweeted a picture of him and his wife together again. I don't know what's going on. Do y'all?
He lonely.
I'm trying to use social media to get a shot.
In the tweet, he apologizes and talks about not having all the facts. But we saw the text, and the text clearly said that his wife was going to fuck spray tan.
Oh, in a bed. Finally. Yeah. Finally, yeah, in a bed.
Yeah, I don't know what facts you could be missing that would make that okay.
Yeah. So, I don't know. They also got mysterious. They got pictures taken of them being happily together. They got pictures taken of divorce proceedings.
What?
Damn, already?
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess they don't have to be. Do they have to be separated for a year in Texas?
Yeah, a source close to Murray says this is all a
zero
misunderstanding.
Real fucking quick.
Say that again. Zero to single. but yeah. Anyway, he says A source claims to be close to Murray said it's all a misunderstanding. So I don't know, dog. Sound like he didn't. He put on blast and he really apologized. Weak ass nigga. Stick to your guns. That's why you need to stay your ass off Twitter with your Twitter beefs and your damn relationship issues, because you never know.
Temecula.
You have to, because that's why I never co-sign people when they break up and they talk bad about their ex.
Right.
Because your ass get back. Now, I look like the bad guy. Yo, I never liked that bitch anyway, Garrett. Fuck her. I'm glad you got rid of her stank ass. You know her breath stank?
Yeah, 2 weeks, two weeks down the road.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I love her, though.
Yeah, we got engaged.
Nope.
Oh, congratulations. Oh,
that'd be you find out from somebody else. Cause they don't want to talk about it to you no more.
Yeah. Right.
You're like, oh, so that's why that nigga ain't returned none of my damn calls.
That's fucked up what you said about my fiance. Nigga, you were saying it. I was co-signing, but you had did.
Nah, like, bro, you said she was fucking everybody but you.
Right. Oh, you know, man, that was a big misunderstanding. I'm just so happy for y'all. Geno Smith says he sees himself in the New York Jets next season.
He probably shouldn't, unless it's in the stands.
Is this the same eyes that he saw himself in the Pro Bowl with?
Oh, he did say that.
Yeah. Geno, man. Stupid.
I mean, who else they going to put in this spot, though?
These goddamn nigger quarterbacks, man. Out of control. Like, what is wrong with their egos? Just check yourself.
But Mike Vick going to be in this spot? Who else going to be there, though?
I don't know. They'll draft somebody.
We talking about the Jets.
Yeah, they'll draft somebody.
they coach
stupid. I'd say they'd be good. You just ask who.
The coach stupid. They not drafting anybody.
They might not have the same coach. What make you so positive the coach coming back?
Been at this long. You might as well stay.
They might just fire everybody.
Jerry Jones said that the franchise tag is available for Dez Bryant. Dez going to wrap one of them mama slapping hands around this nigga, man. Better give him his money.
Right. Hey, man. He an old ass dude, too. He does not want it with Dez. That old man strength is not going to help with Dez.
Hell no. That nigga's a geriatric.
Phil Jackson said that even if they had Tyson Chandler on the Knicks, it wouldn't help.
Get the money back, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
It would help. It wouldn't turn into a winner.
But have y'all seen Mavericks? Yeah, have y'all seen y'all's defense? Because anything will help. Garrett will help. Justin will help. I will help.
The three of us could be coming off the bench and probably lend some assistance to the Knicks.
We might get a stop, is all I'm saying.
Right.
This nigga, it wouldn't help. Okay, Phil. Them rings going to your head. You got ring poisoning. Let's see what else. MJ. Oh, wait, nah. That's for the last segment. LeBron James wants to know why players get criticized for switching teams. Cause niggas is jealous. That was an easy one. People be mad as shit when niggas switch teams. Cause they can't switch their job.
Right.
How you just go leave? You meant so much to the city. Nigga, this is a business.
Right. This is a job. Like, your shit is a job.
Correction. I mean, it's a business and I still want to win.
The Milwaukee Bucks hired a facial coding expert to glean facts from faces to figure out which NBA and college players have the right stuff to make their team better.
If they don't get the entire fuck out of here.
They spent.
Nigga, are we, what is this, Gattaca? Like, it was like, and nigga's eyebrows are too close together. He's gonna be trouble on the team.
These niggas spent money on this? What the fuck? Look at his face.
He's got too much of a nigga nose. He's gonna think he knows better than the coach.
Right, because some people don't have great facial expressions.
It says, I look for quick micro expressions, instances of the say/feel gap, and said this, but felt that, to guard clients against what I call speed bumps, hidden objections that make a person, that keep a person from buying, if not recognized and addressed.
So, fuck how they play on the court. Like, none of that matters. If nigga, your face y'all don't look right.
Have you seen some of the expressions that players make while on the court?
Right.
We all look stupid playing sports.
Like, you better watch them jump shots and shit.
Ain't nobody thinking about how their face looks.
I want to know, can you hit this open shot? Yes or no? This nigga talking about, but look at his face.
Justin went cross-eyed earlier today, and I was like, I'm unsure of what just happened. I was a little worried.
Nah, yeah. See?
Did you see Justin's face when Lance was talking to him?
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't put that nigga on my team at that moment.
Yeah, he got the, he had that Fresh Prince eye twitch, and I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
might be time to go on home.
That safe field gap was very big at that moment. It was very big. He was about to say and feel some things up on Lance.
Right.
It says we spend quite a bit of time evaluating players as basketball players and analytically. Bucks analyst GM David Morey.
Because that's all the fucking matters.
But the difficult piece of the puzzle is the psychological side of it, and not only psychological character and personality issues, but also team chemistry issues.
I want them to go back and look at Rashad McCants. Because if they could have went back and showed me from his facial expressions at UNC that he would have been a fucking head case once he got into the league.
Look, I'm not saying this is invalid as science, okay? Because I do think there's something to this. What I'm saying is, why would you pay an expert for this when you could just go get some niggas from the court and just be like, what y'all think about Jahlil Okafor? Wow. Oh, look at his face, young.
And they'll tell you.
Nah. I can see it in his eyes. Right. He don't want it.
Right, look.
When you say he don't want it, what do you mean?
Look at his edge up. That nigga's not going to be good. Like that. I feel like that's what – like, I think facial recognition technology – would have saved the Portland Blazers from taking Greg Oden.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, I could look at his face and be like, that nigga is 87. His knees are not going to work. Like, they need some knee. They need knee facial technology.
By the same token, Russell Westbrook would have fallen in the draft because that nigga's face twist up every goddamn time.
Right. That's true. That's true.
That nigga said, y'all niggas tripping. And next thing you know, he is in the second round. And it's like, damn.
A woman wants followers to report the Tampa Bay Bucks' Leonard Johnson as a deadbeat dad.
Oh, that's right.
BallerAlert.com.
Ah! I said, we need to have the theme music for this.
I don't know what kind of, what song was that Justin said? Five Star Chick?
I need a Five Star Chick.
Is that what we should?
that might be the theme music.
Should we use Five Star Chick for Baller Alert?
I like that. I co-signed that one.
Let me see. The only one they got is the remix, the Five Star Chick.
Oh, they ain't got the.
Yeah, Baller Alert.
Baller Alert.
Let's do it.
We'll put this in the folder.
Yep. All right. A med student by the name of Caprice is putting her baby daddy, Leonard Johnson, on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers of blast. The mother of two alleges that Johnson, the father of her two-month-old daughter, Journey, is a deadbeat, and she is urging her followers to report him. Did we mention that the rumor has it Leonard Johnson is married and has an 11-month-old with his wife? Ooh. If these rumors are true, what a mess.
Wait, she said 2 months old?
2 months.
Mm-hmm.
How could he? Is that even long enough to be qualified as a deadbeat? I mean, I know nothing about child support.
It does seem early in the game.
I am childless.
I mean, we got to ask, I feel like, one of the Indiana Pacers.
They would know the best.
See what they could say about
this. Danny Granger might have an idea. Yo. Maybe he wasn't taking her the prenatal care shit, so she counting all that time, too.
Right. Danny Granger, yeah. Paul George.
You ain't patient, you a deadbeat baby.
On Christmas morning, Caprice posted.
You got to be a dad before you can be a deadbeat. I'm just saying.
On Christmas morning, Caprice posted to her Instagram page, if you see this deadbeat, call 1-800-622-KIDS. This is my $570 million a year piece of shit baby daddy.
Damn,
I think she meant 570,000.
Yeah.
She put an extra comma on that bitch. She really thinks she's about to get paid.
Now you do realize, wait. The better point is, you do realize who this nigga plays for.
Right.
And
right.
She did. I guarantee you, she will show up in court and like, uh-uh, your honor, uh-uh. He make $570 million. I know he can give me at least $70 million out of that $570 million. Take care of our baby. Because my child got a certain lifestyle that they need to uphold.
They've been accustomed to in my womb.
In my life now, you know, I grew up in the hood, but I'm just saying, we was hood rich. We was hood rich, okay? Rich. So my child got a lifestyle that we need to maintain. Yeah, I know.
Somebody come collect this light skin.
And I told her, Now, see, Your Honor, this is what I'm talking about, Your Honor. I told her that I don't make $570. He lying, Your Honor. He lying. You gonna let him talk to me like that? See, then he gonna disrespect me again. He's not gonna keep calling me stupid. This broke, no good motherfucker him. Wait till I tell my girlfriends about this. And my cousins, they gonna fuck you up. They gonna fuck you up. Thank you coming to see the baby. They gonna fuck you up.
So it says, now usually I wouldn't do this, but with the holidays being here, I'm feeling cheerful.
Okay. Goddamn.
You feeling cheerful? It sounds like you woke up on petty. Seems like you're petty.
Stuck on petty.
Yeah, she's
girl,
petty.
Are you petty?
She is petty, willing, and able. Oh, Lord. Petty or not, here I come. On Christmas, dog. Are you serious? She followed the post with an additional comment saying, note to his friends and families on Instagram, I could give two shits if you screenshot it to his ass. I told the loser I posted it. Who's bad? She then proceeded to refer to him as a sorry ass.
MJ?
Oh, shit.
She really did.
Oh, shit. Meanwhile, on Instagram.
She said, who's bad?
Yeah. Now tell me who got child support. Who's bad?
Calm down, Billie Jean. As we since you want to get MJ with.
Right. As we posted before, holidays can be a difficult time when your man is spending time with his wife. I love Ball Alert. God, that's
so she okay with him being with his wife, but
hold
not.
Up. No. Ball Alert's okay with it. Shout out to Ball Alert. They have such low expectations. It's like, we know it can be difficult when your man is spending time with his wife, because he ain't going to be yours. Let's be honest. Mm-mm. You a side chick if you leading wildalert.com. If Caprice's baby...
Oh, shit.
They know their readership. If Caprice's baby is only 2 months old, I'd be cautious to call him a deadbeat just yet, especially if he's married. Then again, who knows what he's been telling her? Like I said above, what a mess. And they have a picture of the Instagram post.
They put the most confused face they could find in him, too.
That nigga like, what?
He got so the Gino confused face.
Right. Do you think if they did that face recognition, he'd have been in trouble?
ma'am, this guy's going
to
be a dick.
He's made a lot of expressions that lead us to believe he probably will not be in his child's life.
No, we know
that,
Linda
that
Johnson.
That says no child support payment, ma'am.
Says no. We know Linda Johnson is the father of Caprice's daughter, Journey. Not sure if he is also the father of her son, Jordan. Actually, you don't know either of those, but okay.
I'm mad that he hooking up with a chick named Caprice. Cause like, at least he could have got a Mercedes. He could have got a Lexus.
Wow.
But he chose a Caprice. Right. Okay.
Wait. Where's he from?
I don't know where Leonard from.
Plays for the Bucks. I don't know.
He in Florida.
Yeah,
so.
What I'm saying. Even from Florida. Yeah. You know, they love a Caprice.
We gotta go to the comment section. That's where all the fun is.
Oh, that's where America lives.
A dude commented first. Now, this is a first.
Oh, shit. No, it's the women.
He says.
Did he get lost?
Sean says, dudes gotta quit getting these psychos pregnant. And the chicks gotta keep their panties up for these athletes. This is the end result.
Now, see, he hurt.
CCD.
He lost his girl to some nigga that's in the league.
So our girl CCD is working on a baller for she finally posted. Cause you know how she do. She said, both of them are idiots. I feel sorry for the children caught in the middle. And she posted a Judge Judy rolling her eyes in a gif. I might put this in the chat room so you guys can see what it looks like. But
because you know she a baller for she got standards.
Yeah, she don't fuck around. She don't get flown out with one way tickets. Every time I go back, this shit pulls up an ad. Nico Rose said, "I hope she is 100% sure he is the father. I've witnessed women drag men's names out through the mud, and the kid had a better chance of me 100% female being the father than the dude they named."
Oh Lord!
She said, "Nigga, you know we seen Maury." I'm sure, I'm 1,000,000,000,000% sure, Maury, that baby is his.
I was going to say, that sounds like Jordan's father.
Determined.
That sounds like Jordan's father, and he hurt.
You know, with the 10th time that Shanika has come here, she is sure now that one of these seven men are the father.
And I'm absolutely sure one of these niggas will be backflipping off the stage, because he is not the father.
None of you are the father.
I just want to see one where it's like 10 niggas up there and they say none of you are the father and they do a coordinated
name. Not only have I seen that, I have that gift.
Hey.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I put it on Twitter every once in a while. They had one where they all did the Soldier Boy Yule.
Oh, shit.
Like, they was like, you are not the father. And they all hit that. All at the same time.
Hey, the best, though, is when Maury brings them back for the second and third time.
That's what I said. For the 10th time.
Yeah. But no, but when he go back, talk to him and be like, nah, Caprice.
We're gonna find him.
You remember last time.
And then they do a half hour long episode of all the other motherfuckers that was dancing on stage.
And then the thing is, those goddamn babies, the babies look like everybody. like if you put my picture and Garrett's picture, we don't look alike at all, y'all. If you put my picture and Garrett's picture next to each other, but a baby in between, they're like, yo, them niggas the father.
Somehow that facial coating they use on Maury.
They be like, both
makes that baby look like both of us in some way, shape, or form. Well, right. He's got that nigga's eyes.
And the thing is, I can't lie. Every time I watch it, I always think them niggas the father.
Look at his nose. Look at his nose. They got the same nose. See that forehead slump right there? See where it dip in?
Yeah. Shout out to the lying ass niggas that be saying they're going to take care of their baby if it's theirs, though. Why would you be here, sir?
Are they really lying, though?
Yeah, they lying.
No. I mean, because they probably in the back of their minds, though, that baby ain't mine.
Oh, no. They lying, because if it is theirs, they're not going to take care of it. Cause they always say that I'm gonna do what I'm supposed to do, man. You know, take care of my kid. Like, nigga, you ain't gonna take care of shit.
just say, look, if the baby mind more, I'm gonna send her chick here now and then. Right. But fuck her and fuck that kid.
Right, I'm not taking care of the kid.
Spend no time. He fired now. What the fuck? I want to build a relationship with a 5-year-old for?
None of them ever say that, and you know that's what they thinking.
That's the other part, man. It'd be terrible. Them kids be old as hell.
Justin. Why can't they take a lie detector test to see if they really gonna take care of that kid? That's the lie. That's the question you need to ask. Stop asking if they cheating and setting them up in the green room. They need to start asking them niggas, like, so you really gonna take care of that kid? We asked you backstage, Latarius, if in the case of 7-year-old Dontrell.
Seven-year-old
Ludda Javion. Will you take care of him if you're his father? And the results are no. You will not. So she says she publicly shaming him won't make him contribute to the support of the child, though. It will build resentments towards her, and consequently the child will suffer. Well, if the nigga ain't paying nothing, I mean, you got to do something. Now, it's only been 2 months, but hey, I say check him early. Check him often. People need to start background checking who they lay with. How? I just want to know how. How do you check to see if they're going to be a good father?
I don't know how
you do that. Because nobody says that before they nutting you. It's always like, you know, just fuck them and then at the end you do that. But
correct.
Like, you better not Google, go to the county clerk's office.
Hold on, what's going on?
Y'all all right, man? You all right, Jay?
Justin was talking about how you never see light-skinned niggas on Maury with that.
Oh, there they go. That's why we only had that rule to have one per show. All right, man. Garrett got to get up out of here, man. So we'll give a second for him to dip. G-Man, tell him where to find you on Twitter, dog.
Shit. You can find me at Parkour Lewis. That's the at. Don't expect anything really, really, really relevant on my Twitter, as Rod and Justin can attest. It's all about that bullshit. All
right, cool. It's entertaining, though.
And we only got one more story to cover. Obviously, it's the Kobe Bryant story.
Oh, and I'm mad I'm missing this, but y'all be easy.
Karen, you walk them out?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and we'll finish reading these comments, and then we'll do this. So she says, people need to start background checking who they lay with. You better go to Google, go to the county clerk's office, check out those references and whatnot to make sure you are laying with who you are laying with is who the person professes to be. All right, G. Women with class don't do shit like this, says Tone. Yo, these niggas be mad. Why are these niggas registered on Baller Alert? You know that's what these women do. Talk about getting this money from these dudes.
They on that just for that.
Just to be mad at these women.
Yep, they on somebody hurt their feelings on there, man. They probably got their feelings hurt off Baller Alert. Like, Baller Alert told me about you. They said you wasn't shit, but I ain't believe it.
Mm-hmm. They probably show up and be like, oh, let me guess. CCD is working on a baller for she got something to say, huh? So Tone says,
get checked too.
By the way, Tone's avatar is a nigga holding like a lion. What? With a lion on a leash.
Now, I figured he probably would have his shirt off or something like that trying to get his hollow on at one of these
chicks. It's a dude holding a jaguar on a leash. Tone. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, Tone.
So Tone says, women that with class don't do shit like this. If she plans on being a doctor, does she not know this will affect her? Sandy Cheeks 5 says, Sandy Cheeks says, Nico Rose, you know people don't have time for that, LOL. Background checks. Brazil says, child, public shaming isn't going to help your cause. And if you're smart enough to be in med school, you should have been smart enough to use protection. Mm. V says, at Tone, dudes who respect their marriages and vows don't cheat, nor are they stupid enough to cheat wrong. You always try to blame a woman in a given situation. It's effect, not effect here. And V also says, not making excuses for side chicks either, but he is the married guy. He could have strapped up, kept it zipped up, and we women are cunning, but one thing we cannot do is impregnate ourselves.
I don't know why Tone didn't think they were going to come for him. I mean, they even sent the grandma police.
All I know is I'm clicking this link to join them. I'm joining the ball. I'm up on this bitch after this.
Oh, you can get an email?
After the show. I'm saving this link right now. Oh, man. And I'm definitely going to get, not an email. I want to be in the chat room, Karen. I'm going to add comments. It's going to be all of us talking.
Oh, Lord. Somebody was asking, are you going to talk about the game yesterday?
Leonard Brothers was talking about games?
Yeah, the Heat game.
Well, I didn't get to watch all of them. I watched the Heat game. I don't really have much to say. I mean, it's Dwayne Wade in fucking December. It don't matter.
I have something to say about it, but it's more disappointment. It's more disappointment than anything.
Of what?
And the fucking commentators. They had Dwayne Wade and LeBron sitting right beside each other, throwing shade at each other, laughing and joking before the start of the second half. And them motherfuckers would not shut up so I could hear what they were saying because they was mic'd up. And LeBron was trying to talk as low as possible. And it started out with only suckers were mics at the games. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to hear what they were saying. And also, it looked like the first time LeBron had anything to say to them niggas since he left. Like, he was dapping them up like he ain't seen, talked, or nothing with any of them at the end of the game. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. He don't like them. That's why he ain't sent no text. Like, that's the first time he really talked to Wade.
I think he does like them. I think Savannah don't like Dwayne Wade, and that's why they don't hang out.
Oh, yeah, Savannah. But that's what I'm saying. That's the first time he talked to them since then, because he can't be friends with them, and especially D-Wade.
Hold up. I'm mad we started answering Leonard Brothers' question, and then he dipped out the chat. The fuck is that? We're going to stop the show just to ask your question, to answer your shit. And then now your internet go dead. Okay, I see you, Leonard Brothers.
Oh, he left. He said I'm here.
I don't see him in the little side thing.
Oh, but I see you just posted.
All right. Well, but yeah, man, I think that my thing was Dwayne Wade and those dudes, that was their Super Bowl. That's the one game this year they can't lose. Christmas Day, national TV, ABC, against LeBron James. This is the game where you got to take two injections to the knees to get your ass out there and go get those points and get him out of there. He has some nice young talent, but ultimately what this is about, and you guys know where I'm going to go with this, it's about me being right. Kevin Love is a joke, all right? He's a loser. He's a born loser. He's always been a loser. And now he's dragging down LeBron James with him. If LeBron would have had any fucking help out there, they would have won.
I mean, Deion Waiters was trying to give him help. He was getting buckets.
Yo, this nigga Deion Waiters hate passing. Dog, did you see the play where he got blocked? Because he like pump fake, dribbled, kept dribbling into a harder pass, and then got all the way into the paint, like into the lane, and shot a fucking jumper. Like, not a layup, a jumper. And then somebody came and swiped that shit from behind. I was like, nigga, of course.
Yep, but what did he do? Come right back down and shoot it again. He stay ready.
He will shoot that shit.
But he hit a lot of shots though, man.
Yeah, it was amazing. He's a terrible player. He's just not very smart. You know what I mean?
Hey, but that's who he wanted. He could have said, trade him, keep Wiggins.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, he could have said that, but nope, they wanted to keep him.
Yeah, I mean, my thing is, I would have rather had Wiggins than Love, and I'll never back down off of that shit. I believe it, and I'm not not apologizing, man. People were, you know, trying to fucking come up with all these different ways that, you know, Kevin Love, well, they'll be fast breaking. Well, actually, they have one of the slower paces and they don't actually get a lot of fast break points. Well, hey, getting a rebound is just as good as getting a stop. Actually, it's fucking not. It's not even the same. A rebound is part of a stop. If you're not actually getting if you're not actually stopping them from hitting the shot, there's no rebound to fucking get. Kevin Love doesn't block shots. You know what I mean?
Actually, he gets dunked on by Wiggins.
Yeah. So, and that helped my agenda. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I watched that gif like 17 times.
When was that? What game? What day was that? Tuesday?
Yeah.
They played?
He slammed on that nigga.
Mm-hmm. He put all them nuts in his
face.
Take
that, white boy. I love it.
He let out all his trade frustration right there where he saw Love under that basket. And it was one-on-one. He said,
He spread them legs on his ass like, you think this is what's up in the streets? You think this was up? But, yeah, man, I honestly think that, you know, it's early, so we'll see what happens in the future. But as far as I'm concerned, nope. And Kevin Love is whack.
What's terrible too, man, is they won that game without Bosh. Mm-hmm. Which I was surprised at that. Like, I really was. I thought it was gonna be a runaway game for the Cavs, but nope. Kevin Love proved me wrong.
Yeah.
So
that just Kevin Love just isn't the dude that people want him to be. And I think it's fair to say that now. And I think he's got to prove us wrong. And, you know, like, it's not my fault that he's not living up to expectations that other people have for him. Y'all were telling me shit like he was a top five player in the NBA. Top five player get you 14 points yesterday? 5 rebounds total? Yeah. I mean, what the fuck was that? Y'all told me he was going to be getting 20 and 10 every night. Pencil him in. For 20 and 10, obviously he'll be fine.
Yep, because and again, a botchless Miami Heat.
I'm watching him right now. He's averaging 16.8 points a game, 10.3 rebounds. That's not 20 and 10.
Is he even getting assists? Two assists, one assist,
2.5 assists. That's what he always averages.
As much as he touches the ball,
get 2.5 assists with LeBron James on your fucking team?
I thought he was a great passer. Great passers get like 6-7 assists a game.
Dude, he only averaged 2.5 for his career.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
They ran the offense through him in Minnesota. How does he not get more assists? I thought he made his team better.
Nigga was getting lit up by fucking Chris Anderson.
Kobe get 2 assists with 40 a night. I mean, what are we talking about here?
Chris Anderson ain't a scorer, and he got 12. Now, that's that, that's that thing we talk about at the Y. When someone defends a guy who shouldn't score at all, you don't get to pull that. Well, he only had 12 shit. He should have had 0.
Yep.
Like, so you actually took shit off the board, because we could put somebody sorry on him and they would hold each other both to 0 points and we would win the game. But when you get 14 but you give up 12 to a nigga that normally don't score, that's why you lose. Kevin Love is overrated as fuck, man, and I was right about that shit, and I'm not taking it back, man. He gotta make me take it back by proving that I'm wrong, and I don't see it yet. Like, I take Chris Bosh over him right now. Straight up. He know how to play with LeBron better.
Now, that's true.
When is anybody, well, not when they going to sign him, but did Ray Allen go ahead and retire? And
no, he just ain't signed yet. He just won't sign.
But what are he waiting on to sign? Like, every team want him.
I think he waiting until he got to do the least amount of work possible.
So he waiting till after the All-Star game.
Okay. I bet you he'll wait till after the All-Star game. I wouldn't be surprised. Would you? Hey, Leonard, what other game you want to talk about, man? Because I didn't watch them all. I watched some of the Thunder. I think I watched some of that Warriors Clippers game. I didn't find, like, honestly, man, like, I don't find individual basketball games that much to talk about, but the overarching stories for the season are more interesting. The Christmas games, like, I didn't even catch the Knicks game. We went to the movies. Then I hung out with my
the Knicks played?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I hung out with my mom.
Yeah, they play every Christmas.
Yeah, I hung out with my mom and my niece and all this shit, my family. So we met, like, I just kind of had an eye on the games. But the only one I sat down and watched a little bit of was Cavs versus Heat. The rest of them I kind of just was in and out on watching other shit. Because I love the Christmas games, but I don't find it to be, like, must-watch TV. I'm just glad they could be on in the background. The rest of the games, yeah, I didn't watch enough, man. I'm sorry. And then Bron getting, cheered to be back. Of course. Why wouldn't he? You know what I mean? Like, Miami's not classless.
Yeah, he gave them 2 rings.
Yeah. Miami's not classless like Cleveland. They, like, Cleveland was very classless in how they dealt with that situation.
Yes.
And he, you know, he Miami just is a place where people got other shit going on. So they didn't really think much about it. All right. It's time for that segment, guys. Garrett really should have stuck around. Because this is the best part of the show. La 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 la. Hey Mamba. All right, number one, let's get the easy one out the way. Lakers coach says only idiots think Kobe Bryant make the team worse. So Byron Scott basically said, hey niggas, Kobe's still the guy here. He's working hard and he makes the team better being around. Me personally, I don't care. I don't think people understand what my agenda is for Kobe this year. Just get through the season. He gets through the season, I'm going to be talking shit because he did something that everybody said he couldn't do.
Right.
That's it. No major injuries. Just get through the season. I didn't expect the Lakers to win games this year. I expect them to still be a lottery team. It looks like they're headed that way. I think people are completely, I think y'all guys are right when you say that Kobe on the court makes the team less good, numbers wise. I agree with you. I just think it don't matter. He Kobe, he get to do that. He's put in the time in his career to make your team shittier because he's on it and he did that.
Mm-hmm.
Like y'all niggas wouldn't be where y'all at without him. Y'all welcome for them five rings. Now I get a year. So, yeah, y'all just going to have to deal with it till he feel like retiring.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that's going to happen.
Well, nobody was complaining when that point guard was on the team making the team worse. 48 minutes.
Yeah, Steve Nash was doing it.
A game. Yeah, nobody's complaining about Steve
when
Nash.
When fucking Michael Jordan was on the Wizards making them suck, nobody said shit. He Kobe.
He ran Rip Hamilton out of there, the best shooter they ever had since I don't know when.
Here's my question to people who say Kobe Bryant makes the Lakers worse when he's on the court. And that's my question. What's your answer to that? And ain't they supposed to be tanking? Ain't this helping them get a better pick? What do y'all want from him? He doing what y'all want. He just gonna get the records and keep playing. That's it. Y'all making a bigger deal out of it than he is. I don't even get why y'all care more than he care.
They care more than the team.
The team don't even care. Nick Young out here having fun. Best time of his life. He driving the Impala and everything.
He loved playing with Kobe.
Yeah. I mean, he took the last three games off for overall soreness. Cause he don't care.
What, they won one of those games?
Yeah, I think they won, I don't know, two, maybe three.
I don't know.
They beat the Warriors last night.
The thing is, he didn't play with the Lakers last year, and we saw how many games they won.
They got crushed by the Bulls last night. So I guess Kobe wouldn't have helped with that at all.
Yeah, I'm just saying, they saw what it's like without Kobe. It's hard to be like, they better without Kobe. Because we've seen that the last 2 years.
Would they help ticket sales, Justin? Without Kobe? Would they help sell them shoes?
Yeah, it's not selling jerseys. Tickets.
Would they help sell jerseys without
Kobe? The Lakers brand is not bringing in new fans. They become Clippers fans.
It's bigger than the court, guys. It's bigger than what happens. It's what happens in the boardroom, too. So, MJ sent a simple message to Kobe. He said, go get Karl Malone. By the way, that's how petty Mike is. He didn't do that out of appreciation for Kobe. You know, he did that out of pettiness towards Carl. Get his ass too then, Kobe. You got me.
Hey, man, I wish Jordan had Twitter, man.
Yeah.
Because he would be tweeting shit, watching these games. Oh, I can't imagine him watching the game. I bet you that shit is good.
And Kobe says that after he passed Mike, it was more of a thankful feeling to Mike and the players who came before because I've learned so much from them. And I don't say that lightly. I've literally just stole shit from them, like spin moves and pull-ups. It's not me passing these players. It's us. I've literally taken things from their games and made them my own. So can you guys get off of his dick about taking MJ's moves? We all did it. He's the only one that was able to hit the shots. All you niggas, I seen you at the court. Sometimes I dream. He is me, Brick.
Be counting down and shit.
Brick.
I used to clank.
Know y'all first dunk you was trying to skylight Jordan with your legs.
Spread your legs and shit. Coming up 5 feet below the rim.
Hitting the front of that rim hard as hell.
You mad because this nigga can hit it? Chris from Hawaii said, what's our suspicions of what happened with Detroit, with Josh Smith and the Pistons? Stan Van Gundy walked in there and was like, bye, that's it.
Joe Dumars right. Not there anymore.
Yeah. That went a long conversation.
Stan Van Gundy was like, nigga, you suck. I hate you, and you making us lose.
Yeah, Stan learned from Orlando.
Yeah.
I don't have to deal with this bullshit no more.
Yeah, he don't give a fuck. All right, back to these Kobe stories.
Yeah, no more players to get Van Gundy fired.
Kobe Bryant says he trusts management.
Mm-hmm. Genie Bus? Yeah, I bet he do.
I really do trust management. I mean, I really, really do. They'll get things turned around pretty quickly. I'm not really concerned about that. They asked him about Rondo. He said, oh, yeah, of course, but all you can do is control what you can control. We did our part. We did what we could. It's not from a lack of effort. It's not from a lack of smart, so I trust the process. It's hard going through this shit, but our management will figure it out. I love that he curses now. He just be cussing these white people, man. I'm waiting on him to drop an N-bomb one of these times. So what did you think about, what did Tim say to you after the game? Oh, you know, Tim's a crazy guy, man. That nigga was tripping the other day. excuse me, Kobe?
What? Straight face.
No smile.
So he said he took some time off. I think he's taking 3 games off. He's about to take a game off tonight, too.
Good for him.
Yeah, and also, for these people that talk about they don't want to see him play, if you bought tickets to a Laker game and Kobe said he wasn't playing, you would be mad as shit. You
right.
Hypocrite motherfuckers.
Aren't these all away games too he been taking off?
Yeah. You hypocrite motherfuckers.
He's like, I
wish I would pay full price for a ticket and Kobe talk about some I'm sore.
Hey, I actually only watched the first quarter of that Laker game yesterday, and I probably would have watched the whole game had Kobe been playing.
Nigga, as soon as I seen he wasn't playing, I went and watched TV. I watched Conan. I don't care about
this
shit.
Actually good.
I watched the first quarter for Nick. Like, Nick got a first quarter out of me because it's Nick. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Excuse me. For y'all, Swaggy P.
Swaggy P, yeah. I watched Swaggy get some, but that's it, man. Like, honestly, and it wasn't close in the fourth either. There was no reason to watch that game without Kobe. I don't care what people say. Kobe Bryant is still the number one most interesting dude in the NBA to watch, period. Mm-hmm. It's not even close. Not even LeBron James. Mm-hmm. Not even Kevin Durant. Nobody moves the needle like Kobe. And this is a great segue. Because nobody hates Kobe the way that we love Kobe. It's right. Impossible. Niggas hate him more than we love him. I'm a stand and I'm telling y'all, I can never compare to the amount of emotional energy that haters put into Kobe Bryant.
They put a lot of effort.
Like, they will lose all sense of logic talking about this nigga. matter of fact, let's just get into that now. Did you hear about this, Justin? A man got mad on Twitter at Snotty Dippin, who I follow on Twitter. He follows me.
Snotty Dippin.
He got mad over some tweets about Kobe. And said, I will drive to fight you.
He drove to Snotty drove or somebody drove
the
to
other
Snotty's
dude
house?
Drove. My tweets real AF. So my tweets real as fuck. Who said he would do it. Here's Snotty on the left. And there's my tweets real as fuck on the right. With his hands in that praying position.
And a wife beater.
Yeah.
He got that Birdman hand rub, don't he?
This is what they look like. Nigga. So, at Snotty Dippin' on the left and at my tweets real as fuck on the right, it started very simply over disagreement, not about Kobe. In the end, though, it's all about Kobe and respect. But Russell Westbrook, the language is a little rough, just an FYI. Mr. Drippin' has a reputation of having the unique ability to get under people's skin, so these type of conversations aren't unusual for him. As of this writing, we aren't aware of Mr. Real as Fuck Twitter reputation. Even though his Twitter says he's an OG and he prefers wife beaters and slippers to suits.
Can you tell by the Abby?
My tweets real AF. And his, by the way, he's changed his name on Twitter to It's Only the Internet? ? So yeah, that tells you where this is going. Russell Westbrook, the best shooting guard in the NBA right now. And Sty Dribble said, this is pretty stupid after retweeting him. Then
let me go ahead and follow Snotty.
My tweet's real as fuck said, first moron, that was sarcasm in response to people saying the Lakers would get better without Kobe. At Snotty Dripping. So Snotty responds, laughing my ass off. And then so tweets real as fuck said, if you think the Lakers are a better team without Kobe because the shooting percentage, you are a buffoon. Laughing my ass off with three O's and five exclamation points.
Oh shit, it got real.
Well, Snotty, I thought it was about Russell Westbrook.
Snotty Dripping responds,
right, the conversation changed quickly.
Cone doesn't defend. I think he meant Kobe. Cone doesn't defend. He's killing ball movement, killing the space, and killing all other players' rhythm and shooting like shit. My tweet's real as fuck says, if you think the Lakers are a better team without Kobe because of shooting. Oh, wait, that's the same thing. So he spelled buffoon, B-A-F-O-O-N, right? Mm-hmm. Snotty responds back, star, buffoon, spelled correctly, B-U-F-F-O-O-N, idiot. And he said, change his act to my tweet's dumb as fuck.
Oh, Lord.
My tweet's real as fuck says the Spurs would be better without Wash Duncan, and Snotty says so is this.
Well, wait, did he tweet that random or he tweeted that at somebody?
No, he just tweeted it random. So he went. So now he's going through his timeline finding the stupidity. I do this all the time.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, you can find what people saying.
Like if you say something fucked up to me, I will go through your timeline and be like, "Bitch, you said this too."
Right,
and you stupid as fuck.
Right, a lot of times I do that too to see if your MO is you just fuck with people. Like some people, their whole MO is that's what they do. They just fuck with people. You go, okay, I can't take you seriously.
My tweet's real as fuck said, first moron, that was sarcasm in response to people saying the Lakers beware Kobe. Wait, hold on. So he says, before you jump in someone's mention, you don't follow, might want to find the context of the tweet. Fuck stick. Says my tweet's real as fuck.
Oh. Mm, you saying he can fuck good or something? How you know?
So he respond, Snotty Dripping says, so you're saying you don't watch games. Cool. And so my tweet's real as fuck said, fuck out my mentions. You're just annoying now. And he spelled you're wrong. Used the wrong word, you're. Snotty Dripping says, you spent an hour saying the most stupid shit ever while you deep throat Kobe, but I'm annoying. Oh, the irony.
Oh, Lord.
This goes on for a little bit about Kobe and whatnot, just standard Twitter bicker about sports, but then this happened. My tweet's real as fuck says, listen, bitch ass internet nerd nigga. I said I'm done. Now go take your stands out my mentions and Google some PR. PR? Retweet if at my tweets real as fuck is not a real nigga on here. And then 118 people retweeted that. Keep in mind, before this, no more than 10 people ever retweeted any of their tweets to each other. Mr. Real as fuck did not like being labeled as not being real. So he said, loser? Question mark, question mark, question mark. I bet I don't lose the fight. Laugh my ass off. You in San Diego, right? 98 retweets.
And good.
So then he said, he retweeted that I'm not a real nigga thing. He said, I'm real enough to meet and beat your ass. How's Temecula sound? It should be noted at this point that either Mr. Dripping didn't think Mr. Real as Fuck would show. He just wanted Mr. Real as Fuck to, or he wanted Mr. Real as Fuck to waste gas, or he considered actually fighting him, but whatever the reason, he accepted the challenge.
So Temecula is a place. I'm assuming, he said, it's a restaurant or something?
Temecula is a place, yeah. Okay. It's like a city in California.
Okay.
So Snotty Dripping says, and yep, San Diego. And then he responds, Mr. Real as Fuck says, Snotty responds, you just proved yourself the most pathetic Twitter dickhead of 2014, bro. Congrats. You're stupid and lame, weirdo. And so Mr. Tweets Real as Fuck. My Tweets Real as Fuck says, you steady calling me a loser. Don't make you a winner. Meet me and we can determine who the loser is. Simple. Snotty Dripper says, fuck it. Let's go, loser. Temecula. Mr. Real as Fuck decided to get in his car and make the drive. Passing Murrieta 10 minutes away. Pussy nigga laughed my ass off. He took a picture in front of the sign that says you're in Temecula and giving it his middle finger. And he says, I know it's shocking, but real live niggas from the street got internet access now. Where I'm from, calling niggas names gets you beat up. I'm wrong, nigga calling me everything but my name. I mean, if he wasn't local, I would just block him, but you close, why not squab it out? Like now 300 people are retweeting these. This one has 541 retweets. At Squatty Drip, Snotty Dripping, he might be, because someone said there's no way he's driving right now. He said he might be, so then he tweeted a picture of himself driving, like in the car on the highway. Mr. Drippin did not show up at the meeting point either because he was in Arizona with his mom eating roast, or he feared Mr. Zwillafuck would do bodily harm to him. Snotty Drippin said, Stretch Cameron says, Christmas Day fade on deck. Damn, you didn't even get to see Lakers Bulls. Snotty Drippin says, I'm at my mom's crib chilling. another person said, who you fighting? He says, nobody. I'm at my mom's crib in AZ eating roast pork. I told him meet me in Temecula. My tweet's real as fuck says, nothing you tweet will change the fact you punked out like a girl. And you're simple as fuck if you think this was about Kobe. It's about talking with respect. Talk to me like I'm in the room. Be more like Nita.
They don't know how Twitter work then, do they?
Apparently he don't.
Because everybody talk like nobody get put hands on them.
I get talked to all the time like motherfuckers have never, like they've never seen a picture of me.
Right. I don't do that. But yeah, a lot of people will just pop up out of nowhere. You be like, what the fuck?
What did you tell your family as you walked out the door to fight a stranger on Twitter about his tweets on Christmas Day? Said, be more like Nita.
Right.
And then he said, I told him I'll be back in an hour with pics and have my bill money ready. Oh, this man. Goes on for another hour or so.
Suppose Snotty would have showed up with them tools.
This goes on for another hour or so and continues to go on, but you get the gist of the point. So what is the final verdict? Bomani tweeted about it, and they captured that on this article. Bomani said, one thing I'll say about that Temecula thing, the fact dude made the trip verifies Snotty made the right call by saving gas. No matter how silly I find it all to be, I'm not meeting any that cat in the parking lot for many, many reasons. What a holly jolly Christmas. That dude real as fuck responded. He said, how about you learn the facts before you talk sideways? But Monty attempted to clarify a statement while using a Jay-Z reference from The Takeover. He said, I'm not even trying to play you. I'm saying I'd leave you alone. I have no dreams of appearing on the Summer Jam screen. I'll tell you that up front. I'm having a wonderful day.
Ain't that the truth?
And then Real as Fuck responded, well, the picture you're painting is that I'm some deranged thug. Comments about what I'm wearing, etc. The fact is, I'm a man, an old school man who believes when all else fails, you can earn a man's respect through fisticuffs.
She reading into shit, ain't he?
Mm-hmm. You know, that's how governments do it. Try to talk it out. If that don't work, what's the next step? Used to be a time where there was honor in that. Now, I guess real men just talk disrespectful, then log off and hide. Got it. Bo responded, no, I don't think you're deranged. I think you're a dude who'll drive 40 minutes if you think you've been disrespected.
Right.
And then dude said, fight it out like men. Remember that? How now fighting is childish, that the act of thugs only. He agreed to it. That's a duel. But Monty says, I see what you mean. My point is that you're serious about respect.
Right.
Yeah, that's all Bo said.
Yeah.
Right. He basically was like, I'm going to fight.
But Bo shit was funny the way he said it.
Hey, look, I would not fight this dude.
And that's Bo's whole point.
Here's my thing. Anybody that gets in the car to drive somewhere to fight you, they gonna win the fight if it's against me because I don't care that much. You already won when you walked out the door and cranked up your car. SportsCenter mentioned this today. ESPN brought it up. Let me see if I can play it for you guys.
Alluded to the fact that Kobe might rest as long as a week. I mean, when you look at the average minutes for Kobe, 35 minutes a game. If they're now having to rest him, is this early bad minute management for Kobe Bryant this season?
Well, I mean, he's 36 years old. This should have been coming a lot earlier in the year. But again, this goes back to the same thing. The Lakers, no one's saying that they're more talented without Kobe, but they definitely play a better brand of basketball. They share the ball. They try on the defensive end, and the numbers are there. But before anyone drives to Temecula to kind of fight me over this, the same thing we're saying is that Kobe is still a talent, but he's got to figure out how to fit his game with everybody else.
Oh, that was good with the reference, the slowdown. But
somebody else had to catch that though, right? Because it wasn't the network. Like, nobody else.
Nobody else probably even figured out what they were talking about.
Right. I probably had no idea what they were talking about.
Is this
about
one of those new Negroes pages? Sayings?
They asked them during the break. It's like, so what do you mean, don't drive to Temecula? What are you talking about?
Oh man.
Hey man. Well, you know what? I love Kobe as a ball player, but apparently not as much as my tweets really spoke.
Yeah.
You that dude, you definitely a Kobe stan, and congrats.
You won today.
You win that, sir.
Yeah.
That's another title that you definitely win.
Dude, he rode to Temecula, bro. He took pictures of everything.
I don't know what the hell that is.
Like, things I will never do. As much as I love Kobe, man, I'm not doing it.
Buying the shoes.
Yeah.
I don't own a Kobe jersey. Shit.
I get called a nigger daily on Twitter, and you'll never catch me being like, let me hop in the car and show you what's up then. You know what I mean?
Sometimes I don't even feel like going to the mailbox. What are we talking about here?
Yeah. That's crazy, man.
No, I ain't going to drive no 35 miles.
40 minutes.
And his picture looked like some shit off of that YouTube clip where it's like, we got dog niggas. We got bum niggas. We got Jewish niggas.
Hey, 40 minutes, you can still be in Charlotte, though, real talk.
Right, because Charlotte's kind of big. People underestimate that.
Yeah, that's one side of town to the other. Just
correct.
Just being in Charlotte.
Yeah,
so.
I told folks, shit, you on the wrong side of town. I won't see your black ass. Nope, I'm not going that far.
I'm definitely not driving to Temecula.
Yeah, it's not worth dying, bro.
But for you, though, tweets real as fuck. Good job for you, bro.
And I'm supposed to believe that you're going to follow the rules of fisticuffs?
Right.
You drove 35 minutes. You might fuck me up, dude.
Right. Our rules ain't the same.
Right. You hit me with a tire.
Steal my car and shit because it's better than yours when I get there.
Yeah, they got the audio of the phone call that they made, too.
Sup, nigga? You want to talk some shit? Call me. Start some shit, bitch. Sup, fool? You gonna talk shit about me, homie? Where you from? Hundreds of niggas is waiting for your motherfucking call, and they all talking shit about you right now. You want to sell that shit? Call these motherfuckers ASAP.
Yeah, I said some shit. What? Man, fuck you and your bone spurs.
The hardest niggas is standing by, ready to pick up that phone. Buff niggas, dark niggas, Asian niggas, white niggas.
Suck my dick, bitch. Fuck you.
1-213-373-4253. Just dial, nigga. I'll fuck you up. Deaf niggas. Classic niggas. Racist niggas, mystery niggas, psycho niggas, dog niggas, Jewish niggas.
You got some motherfucking nerds calling me out Shabbat on some little bullshit ass nigga. Better calm that shit down and come around here and show me some fucking respect before me and my Jewish niggas come up here and beat your ass, nigga. Off top.
He wanted to laugh himself.
Niggas talking shit. Call now.
$4.99 per minute.
Damn.
That's an expensive ass call.
$4.99 to talk
per minute. You only get the special introduction at 99 cents for the first 5 minutes and no shit.
To talk some shit with that dog nigga, real as fuck. Well, I mean, no disrespect, but
no disrespect.
Hey man, meet me in Temecula then. You know what I'm saying? We ain't gotta do $4.99 a minute.
But I will
gas
say
gas is only $2.99 a gallon.
I will say this real as fuck. If you ever drive to North Carolina, I'm calling 911.
Hey nigga, I will leave the country.
And I will hit you with my motherfucking car and run your ass over.
You gonna have to chase me, bro.
That's real as
fuck. I'm gonna tell you right now, as soon as I see you driving down the street, I'm gonna be on the highway going to South Carolina for a little vacation. ain't no Kobe worth dying for, bro.
Mm-mm.
Shit, matter of fact, you tell me you coming to my house, I change my opinion. Like, yo, I think Kevin Love some bullshit. Nigga, I drive to your house. Meet me in Temecula. Actually, Kevin Love pretty good. I'm watching the game. He's really changing my mind.
I rethought this thing. I actually looked up some stats before I was going off what my homeboy told me.
He just changed my mind just now as I was watching it. So, all right, man. We'll be back next week, man, with another episode of Balls D Sports. Till then, peace out, everybody.
I'm real as fuck. Call this dog nigga so we can talk some shit to you on Balls Deep next week.
We got gay niggas.
Hey, black we niggas. Tested the blood. It got glitter niggas.
Meet me in Temecula.